Should I do an intro?
If you want, or we can start here.
No, let's do an intro real quick because this is totally different. Obviously, it was a whirlwind of the day. Both of us, probably our screen time is through the roof. This is kind of an unclicked. I'm tiny in the window because we've never done one of these before. So Sean and I talked, kind of hashed out. I mean, I think we both know that we like each other, and it's just been a weird set of circumstances. I mean, as you pointed out earlier today, you helped me when I got kicked in the face in Russia. We've probably been to like 5 different countries together.
Yep. You know, I spotted a dude with the bottom of my shoe when you were getting beat up. Or no, maybe that was Garrett. That was Garrett.
But then we had the baseball bat thing afterwards.
Together.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been some fun times. So, you know, it's there was some drama today, and I think it was kind of almost a long time coming. In you know, the culmination of
how many times did you guys try to get me on the podcast?
I mean, we asked you a few times. In less times,
I bailed a couple times.
Yes, yes, you did. Yeah, there was a couple of times. There was a lot of times. Actually, I forgot about those.
I was like, yeah, I'll come down this day, and then just no show.
Yeah, there was a lot actually. Now that I'm thinking about it. So
I always wanted. Okay, so this I'll start here.
Yeah,
I always wanted to do it and like truly speak my piece. But there, when you have contracts in place, especially with companies like Vans and Rockstar and this and that,
yeah,
it would have been an extremely half-assed podcast for what I truly want to say, because the things that I want to talk about involve brands and involves money.
Yeah,
it involves how brands treat people, and it would have brought repercussions to where I was in my career at that time.
Yeah. And I think
that is why I didn't want to do it.
And you're a person that it's hard for you to pull those punches.
Yes, it's an all or nothing situation.
Yeah, so I assume we're getting all.
I mean, I'm ready to talk now because...
Well, I mean, like let's start a little bit at the beginning just to give you some, you know, some backstory and stuff. I think most people think of you from like those Woodward shows, correct?
Okay, so my bike riding career started way before the Woodward shows.
Okay.
I started riding incline when I was 4.
Mm-hmm.
And my stepdad signed the waiver because you had to be 5. So when he registered, signed me up, he signed me as a year older. So like in the skate park's like computer, I was always a year older than I actually was.
Yeah.
And then, dude, I was just a fucking kid riding a bike. Like, yeah. Scotty used to do lessons every Saturday that were like $25. My stepdad would take me and like I'd have a 2-hour lesson with Scotty and 5 other kids and like ride and have fun and this and that. And then I never fucking got into it to be like, hey, I'm going to make money. This is a career. This is
yeah. Not. Yeah.
I just enjoyed it. And then I started racing for a little bit cause I was at skate park and other kids did and this and that. And then it wasn't fun. Racing wasn't fun. It was like and the problem was, is I had already been riding freestyle bikes. So like I was 6 racing 6-year-olds, but I was already at the skate park doing Fufunos on 6 quarters.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it was like it wasn't a challenge, and I wasn't willing to put the time in to like work my way up in the classes, and like do all the traveling and this and that. So I just gave that up and whatnot. But yeah, I mean,
are you like a kid that's like have you always been good at like is athletics run in your family? Like you saying you're doing
I don't know. So like this is other stuff that a lot of people don't know about me. Like I haven't spoken to my real dad in like 20 years.
I didn't know that. I thought it was your dad.
Like
my
real dad has my mom and real dad were married.
Uh-huh.
And then, so like my mom got pregnant with me.
Yeah.
He has another kid with a different woman, 5 months younger than me.
Okay. Yeah.
And then he took that family and just like ran.
I mean, that's the same. I mean, I have the same exact story. So my dad actually passed away 4 months ago and I hadn't seen him in 39 years.
Yeah.
So it was a weird dynamic in that sense. Like, am I sad? Not really. Like,
I truly, to be honest, it doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
Like, certain things do. Like, as far as like what I've achieved in my life and like a bunch of shit like that, like I've never even got a phone call.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I've rode X Games for fucking 8 years and like achieved a bunch of shit and like you know like there's nothing.
Which
is like mind blowing in a sense, you know.
I mean, like, it's in the same sense. Not that I'm like X Games TV shit, but like, dude, my family is like, it's like you just reaching.
Yeah,
I'm just like, why didn't he reach out? Why didn't he want to care? You know,
I called him like 4 or 5 years ago, and he answered the phone and said, "What the fuck do you want from me?"
Wow. All right.
So yeah, that was the last attempt.
Fuck that. Yeah.
But my stepdad is awesome.
Yeah.
So my mom remarried when I was like 5 or 6, And he was a surfer. Mm-hmm. So like he was like down with like bike riding and skateboarding and whatnot. And he's always been solid. Like he's my pops.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like
that's cool.
He like replaced that situation.
Yeah.
Like he bring me to the skate park, give me $20, be like, all right, cool, I'll pick you up at 4 o'clock. Like
yeah. And so were you full blown like skate park rat? Like how many days a week are you riding this thing at 6 years old?
Just the weekends at that point.
Oh, okay. All right.
But yeah, I mean, I'm a full blown skate park rat. I'm not scared to admit it. Like,
yeah.
And a lot of people will be like, oh, you're just like a park rat or this or that. And it's like, no, I started riding at 7 years old. My mom's not fucking driving me around a street spot.
Yeah, sorry, we're riding alleyways at six.
It's like the problem with getting really good at a young age is because people don't understand like the things that go into it.
Yeah.
And then so I rode incline like with all my close friends that I lived around, like the kid that I live with right now, mm-hmm. my buddy Nick, like we grew up riding together.
Yeah.
You know, like yeah. been good friends. Like we didn't speak for like 5 years. I came to town. I'm like, yo, can I borrow a car? Cool. Like it's different over here because I feel like, especially like after leaving California, like I haven't heard from so many people.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, damn, I thought you were my homies.
Your boy. Yeah.
And then, like, I come to Jersey and, like, I can hit somebody up that I haven't seen in 6 years and they're like, yo, what up? Yeah, let's fucking kick it. Let's do this. Like, well, I don't know. It's just a different mentality. And, like, we had, like, a really good, like, circle of our friends that we fucking rode incline with,
yeah.
like, every day. And, yeah, park rat or not, I still fucking rode the bike every day and I got really good.
Yeah.
I mean, it is what it is. And that skate park alone, I would say, produced some of the best bike riders that I know personally that nobody else in the planet has any clue about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like there's dudes like Mike Groff, Bobby Rogers, all these dudes like that would go and ice pick a 12-foot wall ride out of a 6-foot quarter.
Yeah.
On a daily basis. So like I grew up around a lot of really good people.
Yeah.
And I was always the young little shithead running his mouth, this and that. And like, that's how it like started. I just wanted to be like those dudes.
Yeah. Do you think kind of the attitude and the like, I don't know, the ability to talk shit, was it like, were you born with it or did it like the skate park like breed it out of you?
my mom's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
And just like Jersey in general is pretty crazy, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Like
you have to be sharp, right?
Yeah. I mean, like I've been beat up more times than I've beat people up.
Yeah.
Like, and you speak your truth and that's the way it is. Like I got like, sure. California days were great. It's a lot of fake people and like fake mentalities.
Yeah.
And like the house that I'm in right now is 4 streets down from the house I grew up in.
Yeah.
So like I'm back in my hometown and like, it's like, yeah, we curse, we fucking say derogatory shit. We fight, we do this, we do that. And we all talk shit and it is what it is.
Yeah.
Like there's certain things like living in California, I would say something that like people would be like, what the fuck? This kid's nuts. And then like, I like here, me and Nick can have a conversation and say shit like that. And it's like completely normal.
Yeah. Like a different level of like, of just conversing even
at a point.
Dude,
like fucking Nick works a paving job and he's probably better than half the people at riding than California.
Yeah.
And I'm not even joking.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure you're not. Yeah.
Like, and, I think people like, I made the decision to move to California because I wanted to like achieve something with bike riding.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of my friends here were just like, fuck it. I just have fun riding a bike. And then they needed jobs and gave the shit up.
Yeah.
And it is what it is. But I'm going to backtrack a little bit. So I had the skate park in the backyard at my parents' house. Remember, we filmed a bunch of Osiris videos. It was like a red mini ramp and an A-frame.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Like people will say stuff like, oh, you're a spoiled brat. This and that. I lived in a house that my mom bought for 90 grand.
Yeah.
Like 95. Osiris gave me 5 grand and Premium gave me 5 grand for the ramps.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, you're the spoiled prick. Nobody knows shit like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah. I mean, you earned it. I put the Premium
and Osiris banners up. They sent my stepdad the money. We built the ramps.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like it wasn't just like nothing was handed to me.
Yeah.
And I'm being dead serious about that. And like,
because that's that's a perception from a lot of people, right?
And it's false. Like, dude, yeah. I grew up in a shitty fucking $90,000 house. Osiris and Premium paid for my ramps. I rode my bike fucking 2 miles to go ride the white rails all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that brings back like this stuff I was saying before. Like, people judge everybody, but they have no idea about people's reality.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And like bring it back. Nobody knows. I don't fucking speak to my dad in 20 years.
No, never.
Or like, and that's what bothers me about the industry these days is like, you're attacking people are attacking people
mm-hmm.
based on, like a skill level or what they did with BMX. Okay. So if you guys want to take it there and be that way, then I will too. Cause then I have my fucking truth where I'm better than fucking all of you in the real aspect of things.
Mm-hmm.
And you're talking shit.
Yeah.
So like, where's the fine line? Like, you suck at bikes. You have no idea about my life, but you're talking shit about me.
There, people take a lot of freedom. Like the shit that, you know, would get you beat up.
Instagram ruined bike riding for me.
Yeah. We discussed this earlier, but in what ways? Just for.
Instagram ruined bike riding for me because every time I rode my bike, and like when you're riding for brands like Vans, Colt, Rockstar, I rode for Hot Wheels, Kicker Audio, like,
yeah.
Dude, I had like a couple really
lucrative. Good, yeah.
Yeah. Like, I'll talk about money too. I'm not scared.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
I had a lot of like good years, and like those brands expect shit from you.
Yeah.
So then like every time I was going out riding, it was not for me. Like, it was like, oh, I need to get an Instagram clip or like post this can or post this sticker or do this and that. And it's like, when you ride at the level that I was riding at, I don't want to post bullshit. So then I end up at the skate park for 4 hours filming a clip. I never even had fun one time while I was there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I film a clip for 4 hours, I get it, and then I'm like, fuck, I'm ready to go home.
Yeah. That's fucking, it's like chasing the next.
And it sucks because I ended up there. Like, yeah. I didn't know that was how it was going to go. But then you're so deep in it. Like, dude, I was in California paying $2,800 a month for an apartment for myself for 8 years.
Yeah.
Like, and then you know my history. Like, I've had multiple Mercedes Benzes, fucking Audis, this, that. Like, I spent money.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and nobody wants, like, I read a comment the other day. It's like, I said something and somebody was like, damn, get a fucking job. BMX riders can barely get by and this and that. And it's like, nobody has any sense of reality. I made a lot of fucking money.
Yeah. Yeah. What was like, what's the average year over those 8 years in California?
I would say like between like 120 and 140 a year.
Yeah.
And then I had the Hot Wheels year where I got another 60 grand for that.
Yeah.
So that was like a fat year. And then like I did the X Games shit. So you get bonuses from that. Like, I was doing good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, if I was in Jersey with that kind of money, I would be fucking.
Yeah. Pink pop but collars I also, everywhere.
I always lived by myself. I always drove a nice car. I always like, I lived. I wasn't like, I was just like taking the money as it came, enjoying my life. And it is what it is. Now I'm broke, but I had a good run. Yeah. Like,
just for the record, you do own a house. You own the house that you're in right now, right?
No, I don't own
the house. Oh, you don't own
it.
All right.
I sold the house.
Oh, you sold the house. All right.
Sold.
Okay. All right.
Made a little bit of money, but I was behind on some shit. So
yeah,
used that to handle some stuff and whatnot. Yeah. But, the last crib that I was in that I had in California, I always rented in California.
Yeah. But you owned in Florida, right? That was the one that you owned. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I didn't stay in the house that I was renting in California for 9 months, and I paid almost through like, it was like
$27,000. Yeah.
And it was because like, I went through a bad breakup with the chick.
Yeah.
And like, she lived super close and I was just like going through it and wanted to get the fuck out of town. And I went and stayed at my parents' house from home.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you like, what is your, I guess when you look back, I mean, we could run through all the stuff, but like, I always felt like there was like Sean 1.0, which was like premium days, Sean 2.0, that was like stranger days. And then,
there's 3.0, and now there's 4.0.
And then there's 4.0. Yeah. So 3.0, is there a version that you enjoy the most, and for what reason?
We'll be right back.
Hey, sketch comedy fans. If you like unapologetically uncensored comedy, check out Instant Microwave Fuzz, recorded every week, hot and fresh and straight out of the microwave. Unscripted jokes, uncensored guests. You're going to have a lot of outrageous, improvised sketch comedy fun. You can find us on all the platforms under Instant Microwave Fuzz. Comedy made in an instant.
I would say when I first moved to California, after like getting fired from Red Bull and like Premium, Osiris, all the companies then. I didn't like, even when I was writing for Red Bull, I didn't care. I didn't like process at all. You know what I mean? Like I was in high school, like driving to Benz, making $5,000 a month. Like I didn't think about, I was like, I live at home. My car payment was $500 a month. My mom has my car insurance. That's it. That's all I had. And like, I'm the kind of person, if I'm not feeling it, I'm not doing it. So, and like, obviously you come through different periods of your life. Like, I got fucking wrapped up in high school parties and shit senior year. And this time I was enjoying myself. You know, and I wasn't riding much. And that just happened to be when my Red Bull contract was up.
Was there like an ultimatum with that? Or was it literally just a general thing? Like, oh, we're not going
to. To be honest, I think I got, the only reason I got signed by Red Bull is because of the Woodward shit. And it was like a little child prodigy kind of deal. And I don't think anybody expected me to end up being like a real
athlete.
Rider. And, so then like when that shit happened, it lit a fire under my ass. Like, dude, me and I graduated high school and I packed my girlfriend's Jeep with just my personal shit. And I drove to the palace and lived on the fucking couch for like months.
Yeah. And that's Augie's place, right?
And I drove with Augie's cousin, Dom, from Staten Island, drove with me. We did not stop one time. We drove, drank Red Bulls and fucking pinned it from Jersey to California. And like, I had a fire under my ass because now it pissed me off. And like, and there's nothing wrong with that. Like,
and how old are you then? You're 19, 20?
17.
17.
I graduated 17. I left that week after I graduated.
Fuck. Holy shit. Yeah. I mean, dude, you're fucking, if I think about me making any rational decisions when I was 17, it's like not even, it'd be fucking luck.
I'm 28 and I still can't make rational decisions.
I didn't get married until I was like 33 because I didn't think I was capable of fucking being like a.
And then also, like, I've made, dude, I have buried myself and, like, got myself out of a lot of shit. And, like, I acknowledge it and I know it. I'm not scared to admit stupid shit I've done. Like, it is what it is. So, yeah, I slept on the couch at the palace. Augie, Sean Mack.
Nyer. Was Nyer there?
I don't know if Nyer was there at first. But he eventually was. And then I ended up getting my own apartment. And I pretty much, like, I think, so when I got to when I got there, Aaron was like, yo, I can get you on Stranger and Primo. Like,
Because he worked for Tip at the time, too, right?
Aaron liked me, and Aaron's always been, like, he has never been anything but straight up and, like, honest and a solid dude for me. Like, I just went to his wedding and whatnot. Like, he is, like, bike riding aside, one of my good friends that, like,
solid dude. I mean, we lived together. We lived together for a year or something like that.
I remember I came to your house. Remember with DeRosa and we had a cat issue and shit.
The cat issue. I don't remember that one.
but anyways, Aaron's always had my back, and he gave me the opportunity to like get back on my feet. And I think without him doing that, I don't know what would have happened. Because he was like, I can give you $1,500 a month, $750 from Primo, $750 from Stranger. And you can come out to California. And that gave me like just enough money to like skate by. And then this is funny. I forgot to mention this. So when Red Bull fired me, when I was like 15, 16, 17, I was like, the coolest thing to me was product, right? So every time I went to the warehouse or like Red Bull office, I would take mad hats and like gear. My mom, when they fired me, somehow found out that Red Bull hats go for $300 a pop on eBay. If they have the athlete only tag. My mom sold $14,000 worth of Red Bull hats on eBay. Skipped all of them.
That's legitimately.
And that is how I moved to California.
His severance from Red Bull.
I wish I was kidding, dude, but I'm not.
Jesus Christ. How much do Osiris go for?
Nothing. Dude, I fucking burn them things and throw them in the trash. You see what I do to bikes?
I can't see it right now, but I don't know.
I'll show you. There's two of them.
What's that one? What's the black one?
That's another one. I cut my roommate's bike in half, too.
All right, so well, dude, I mean, we're talking about. I'm gonna have a beer. I don't know. So
I got a little cocktail in my.
Yeah. Shout out.
We can get into that.
Shout out to Dale's.
Didn't do that. Get into that aspect of alcohol and drugs and shit later.
fucking hell. So Stranger? How long does this last?
I rode for Stranger for probably I want to say maybe 2 years or so.
Okay. And then let me I got another question.
I did get raises from like that $1,500 point.
Yeah,
stuff.
Because yeah. It was at that point it was like a little like
it was just like getting me back on the map. And then okay. I like filmed the first part and then it was like, all right, this kid's for real.
Yeah. And then Red Bull, how long were you on for?
3 years at $1,500 a month.
That's so crazy. You feel like it would be more.
They signed me at 15, like a little kid. And what companies like that do is they'll lock you in for a 3-year contract and you can't negotiate the situation.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've rode for Rockstar for 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
Red Bull asked me for more in those 3 years than Rockstar's asked me for in 7.
Yeah.
And I get like way more money
pay was more. It's crazy that, I mean, Red Bull even sponsors kids. Do they still do that?
I don't know. You have to be 15.
Okay.
Older, yeah.
Yeah, because I just know, like, the work that I've done for Monster, like, they're fucking and then I was sensitive doing, about kids.
At that time, I was, I think it was Premium, Kenda, Arnett Sunglasses.
Damn.
Osiris.
Yeah.
Red Bull, and then Staff, the bike shop.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was like 16, 17.
And then all the Woodward stuff ended, right? That was like a couple of years earlier.
That was before all this.
Yeah.
Like I was getting like hooked up with free bikes at that point and stuff, but not like nothing.
So when you come out to California and then you put out that Stranger part, like the Stranger part, is that the one we're talking about?
I think I had filmed like a couple smaller little bullshit edits beforehand. But they were already filming the DVD.
Okay.
And then I got put on. So I had like a couple months less than everybody to film my part. And, I have known Miles for a long time and like Miles is a degenerate. Yeah. Whatever. He's been like in my life for a while. I'm a fuck up. We're all fuck ups. It was fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was like,
you guys are too, energetic, loud.
We're the same people that butt heads all day long.
Polarizing people.
Get along.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I think that the idea that you guys would have an argument at some point is
me and Miles almost fought like 4 months ago. In order.
4 months ago.
Yeah, we still are cool as fuck.
Shout out Miles. Yeah, I mean, I texted him like fucking 3 months ago. Yeah, it was fucking...
Yeah, he came out to Oregon and kicked it. Me and him got an argument. My mom shirt off, like fucking kill you. Like, but that's what friends. You know what I mean? That's what like your real friends do. Like, yeah. I've been in the dude. Like, he's been in my life for 15 years and like helped make my career.
Ain't nobody piss you off than some more than somebody you fucking care about.
Love, yeah. Yeah. If I don't care about you, I don't get pissed.
Yeah, exactly. So that's like, I mean, at all. Yeah, that makes that's, makes
like I
perfect
said to
sense.
You, like I said to you on the phone earlier, it's like the only respect that I want is in bike riding is from the people that I think are my friends and like that like I feel like I had a relationship with.
Yeah.
Like fuck the keyboard warrior kid from Tennessee that I don't know.
Exactly, yeah.
But like when somebody that I like have been on trips with and like associated with heavily and whatnot, and if I seen you in person, there's a lot of people that if I see in person wouldn't say the shit that they say on Instagram to me personally.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what drives me nuts. Because I can't hold back with that kind of shit. Like if you want to fucking talk shit, like, okay, cool, let's fight then.
Yeah. Yeah.
You want to run your mouth and you act like my homie, don't care. Let's fight.
Yeah. And for people watching this, it really is like you are And the quote that we texted back and forth is like, you at some point I vividly remember you're like, we're both dickheads. That's why I like you.
I know because I'm a dickhead, but I respect my friend.
And so am I to a degree. And it's like, that's why we got along. We just fucking give each other shit and fucking go back and forth all day until we piss each other off. But yeah. it's still
it
cool.
It is what it is.
Yeah. And
like the thing, and then like, for example, like today, like me and you had an argument. You were like, jump on a phone call. I'm like, all right, I respect you enough to fucking hop on a phone call.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. And we'll definitely get there. Or I guess we could go there now, but like it is, like I said, it was a long time coming. We can jump back into the timeline of stuff, but yeah, let's jump back to the
stranger.
Okay.
Era. So
cool era, right? Fucking dope era. Like, dude, amazing era because you had Gabe, you had Miles,
It was one
Drew.
Of the best times.
Yeah, who else?
It was the best year or two of my bike riding career, like as a pro bike rider.
Yeah, yeah. It was good.
Aside from growing up, like riding the skate park with all my like local homies, mm-hmm. that was like the best, you know? But that era of like being a pro bike rider, living in LA, like being in the van all the time, like, dude, because we would just, I slept on the couch and yeah. like we would just get up, get in the van and go.
Yeah.
And then I'm with like Nyer, Gabe, Aaron, Augie, Miles, like it was ill.
Yeah.
Like it was all new to me at that time. You know, like I'm just slapped into LA, like, here you go.
Yeah.
And it was dope. Like I also didn't party back then.
Mm-hmm.
I would drink here and there, but like not like that,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. I mean,
so
yeah.
I would go to the bar and kind of chill and like whatever. And that was when I was like first moved there. Obviously shit changed pretty quickly. But, I was so like, I think kind of bitter about the whole Red Bull and all that shit, like getting dropped. Cause I didn't understand it. So I was like, fuck all you guys. I'm gonna fucking prove you wrong. You know?
Yeah.
And that was like the fire under my ass at the time. Like when I feel like when I dive into something, I'm going to do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I did it. Like I won't give up basically. Like if I truly wanted to right now, like I drink and I work at a bar and smoke cigarettes and do all this shit. If I really, really put my head down and wanted to, I can get back on a bike right now and still
crush like, most 99.9%. Yeah, exactly. You said something earlier that I thought about was that like you have to be fully dedicated though to do that. You can't dip in and dip out.
I can't half-ass something.
Yeah.
So like right now I'm not into bike riding. I'm not riding. And that's the way it was with the Red Bull thing. Like when I was in high school, focused on all this shit, I didn't ride.
Yeah.
And it's not that I don't like bike riding. And I think a lot of people feel like I owe something to somebody. Like when I'm not riding, people are like, get on your fucking bike and this and that. And it's like, this is my life, my skill level, my craft, and my shit. Like, yeah. How are you going to tell me when I should and shouldn't ride?
Yeah. Yeah. I think some of the comments,
I can.
Yeah, and some of the comments have to be from like a good place. They're like, "Hey, dude, just get on your bike and enjoy it," you know, like one of those things. But like, it's like a simplification of a very complex like situation.
The ones that drive me nuts are like, "Shut the fuck up, quit bitching, just get back on your bike." Because there's a lot of those.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Dude, I actually last night I got like pretty bummed because I looked through like you know how you have Instagram requests.
Yeah, the message request stuff.
There's like hundreds that are like so positive that I didn't see.
Oh, that sucks. Yeah.
So I screenshotted like a fuckload of them. And that shit's cool to see, you know? And then I was talking to Nick last night and I was like, dude, I should fucking spend more energy responding to these people saying positive things and entertaining all these dickheads.
Yeah.
That like talk shit
feeding into the negative.
There's nothing that drives me insane more than somebody trying to spit knowledge on something that they actually have no business talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's where I'll be the cocky asshole, and I don't care because I know my skill level on a bike. I've been all over the world. I've rode for 2 energy drink companies. I've rode for 4 shoe companies. Like, I've done this shit.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, when somebody tries to speak knowledge to me, I'm like, it ain't gonna work that way.
Yeah.
Like my first X Games, I almost beat Garrett. Like, let's.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like my hometown hero. First time I get an invite to X Games.
Undefeated motherfucker.
I missed him by like 0.3 points.
Yeah. Yeah. So when was it? What year? Where was that one at? I remember.
I made 40 grand that day. That was like one of the best days I had.
That's what's up. Did they double it? Yeah. Did Rockstar double it? Is that what it was?
I wasn't on. I had no sponsor.
Yeah, that was before. Wow.
I got the Rockstar deal pretty quick after that, though. Didn't
yeah,
I?
Yeah. Okay, so Stranger, and then that lasts for a couple of years. What is the?
I had a conversation.
What's the end of that?
The Adam LZ thing happened.
Yeah.
Everybody like on the team was obviously like they're older dudes.
Yeah.
Had other shit going on in their life, girlfriends, other stress, other shit. You know, I was still trying to ride.
Yeah.
And then I ended up like kind of starting to hang out with Andrew Cast a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
And then Grant, you remember Grant Tremaine?
Yeah, yeah.
So I had an apartment, and me and my girl had broke up, and she moved back to Jersey. So they were staying on my couch all the time, and they both rode Colts.
Mm-hmm.
So Andrew was like, dude, why don't you just ride for Colt? And like, I never really thought about it like that. Mm-hmm. And then I like hit up Robbie, and I was like, dude, let's have a conversation about this. And I was like, and then we talked back and forth a bit, and then I was getting burnt out, and I was like, I called Robbie one day, and I was like, I'm going to move back to Jersey. If I'm going to quit Stranger and move back to Jersey if you don't put me on the team,
yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, dead serious. Yeah, I was like, dude, fuck this. Like, this isn't growing. I don't like this situation I'm in.
Did everybody else quit except for you? I can't remember how – I mean, I just always call it, like, no, the Exodus or whatever.
I think – well, I don't – to be honest, I don't really remember the direct order of what – happened, but yeah. I remember it was falling apart.
Yeah.
And like I didn't want to be a part of it anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So yeah, and then riding with Grant and Andrew, and like then Veach would come around and this and that. So I was like damn near on the Colt team, but I wasn't on a Colt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like riding with all them.
Yeah.
And then
that's kind of how it works with them too, right? Is that it was like it is a little bit of a slow burn in that.
It was kind of like a weird situation because Hawk didn't want me on the team.
Okay.
So that like, and you know how Robbie respects Chase and
yeah, of course. Yeah.
Everybody else was fine.
Yeah.
Robbie does the thing. Well, used to. He does not do this shit anymore. But he used to do the thing where he asked everybody for like an approval for someone to be put on.
Yeah.
Hawk wasn't down.
What was the reason?
Just there is no reason. Just fucking Hawk's asshole attitude.
Yeah.
Then. So, like, I told him that shit. I'm like, dude, I'm going to leave. Like, I'm not staying in L.A. for $1,500 a month, and I hate this company. Like, I'm going home.
Yeah.
And then he's like, dude, I'll pay your rent. You're not on the team, but you can quit Stranger and Primo, and I'll pay your rent until I can put you on the team.
Man, that's a pretty solid move. Like, he wants to make it happen, but he has to jump through a couple of hoops.
He's like, dude, I just need time. And I'm like, I don't have time.
Yeah.
So, like, this needs to happen.
Yeah.
And he was like, just let me work on this shit. And dude, he gave me, my rent was $1,500. He gave me $1,500 a month until he put me on team.
That's cool. How long did that last?
I think the rent thing was like 2 or 3 months, maybe.
Okay. Yeah.
And then I was like, dude, I need more money than that. Like, this is like the rent thing was our first little
foray. Yeah. A little mixer. Yeah.
Like, dang. Yeah. And then he tried to give me a check for the rent money, like after I was actually on the team, and I was like, no. Like straight up in the face, like he was like, oh, here's your check, and I was like, this is not gonna work this way. And then he wrote me a different check. So I don't know if we should dive into the cold thing now that we're on it, or
I mean, yeah, we can. I mean, I always thought of it from the outside looking in that it was like
Dakota took
you under his wing and was like kind of
This topic's like a little like emotional and like a bunch of shit happened that people don't really know about.
Well, you obviously don't have it. You can say whatever you want to say, of course.
No, like, I mean, I have, like I said, dude, I haven't spoke. These people haven't reached out to me in like a long period of time or gave a fuck about anything. So that's another shitty thing. It's like, all right, cool. Yeah, I fucked up for a while. I like did drugs, fucking became an alcoholic, whatever, this, that, and third, but that means you just like abandoned someone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like as a friend and whatnot. Like I was in your wedding okay, great. I fucking went through a shitty year. You can't like reach out.
Yeah. Yeah. It's hard. It's definitely hard. And it's like, I don't know. I feel like, how- I feel like when I struggle with it, I'm not making excuses for anybody, but when I struggle with that, it's like my own shortcomings of like feeling like I'm not good enough at talking to somebody who's going through a hard time. So then I run away
or something.
I know. And I'm not making excuses for anybody else.
I'm the motherfucker on Instagram fighting with everybody over fucking Tyler. And I have my own issues too.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of person that I am. Yeah. Like if I'm here for you.
Yeah.
And I felt like a lot of people acted like they were and weren't.
Yeah. That hurts more. That hurts way fucking more.
Dude, I lost, like, we could go straight into the end. Like, dude, I lost my girlfriend. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going back and forth for mad long. I love the girl.
Yeah.
And we broke up and it fucking put me in a dark hole.
Yeah. As it usually does. And, so like, there's a lot of fucking stories where
I went down the fucking rabbit hole. Yeah. And it is what it is. I stopped riding and got into drugs and fucking was drinking every day. Like, and it was what it was.
Yeah.
And then I ended up going back to Florida because shit was getting out of hand. And like, I know that. I went to rehab the first time for 18 days, I think. Yeah, it was 18 days. Got out. I was like chilling for like a little while. As soon as I got back to California, same
bullshit.
Same shit. And then.
And is it for alcohol or is it for like what?
Coke, I mean, too. I was.
Coke.
Yeah. Coke. Yeah. Drug. Yeah. Adderall. Coke. Fucking. Yeah. Booze. Yeah.
Yeah. Substance abuse is probably.
Substance.
Yeah.
And it was depression, dude.
Yeah.
Like and. But I'm the kind of person where if I'm going to do it, I'm doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm going to go all the way. Like, fuck, I'll drink every goddamn day.
Yeah.
Like, and do drugs every day. And I had the money to do it at the time.
Yeah.
Are
you still may, and I mean, at this point, when we're talking about this, it's $140K. Right?
Yeah, I was making good money at that time,
Yeah.
I was probably, now, at that point, I was probably making like 10 grand a month. So, like,
120,
just over 100. Yeah, like, 120 or something. Like,
yeah.
It was like just enough money to live happily in California.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like rent $2,400, car payment, health insurance, like the bullshit, every expensive gas.
Yeah.
And then I
not thinking about making purchases.
I would swipe my card and not fucking check it.
Exactly.
For a couple
years. Yeah.
You know what I mean? I wasn't worried about it.
Yeah.
And
that's fucking insane, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm in the reality of it now. Like just like Tyler is. And like, dude, I bought 12 cars before I was 25. Like,
yeah,
because I think people don't know the reality of how we were living and what was actually going on. So like when they see the shit that like I'm reacting to or like posting, they don't know. Like they don't know the past 12 years of my life, you know, like, but you're just judging somebody because they were good on a fucking bike and don't care about them as a person.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a fucked up thing. And you know,
okay, so I forgot the whole big point of this.
No, you're good.
So I went to rehab the first time, then I went back to California, fucked off again. Me and the chick got back together for like a short period of time.
Mm-hmm.
It hit the fan again, like bad.
Yeah,
I call him on, I'm like, dude, I gotta come home, like this and that.
Yeah,
ended up going to rehab again. Robbie's like, dude, I got you, whatever you need to do, like, just I got your back, this and that. Like a month goes by and my check's like 3 weeks late. And that's never happened 8 years into me riding for Colt.
Yeah.
Ever. My check shows up on the fucking 5th every month. And it's not a small amount of money. So it's not like that. I use certain checks for certain things. You know, like I would be like, okay, this check covers this. This check covers this. This is this. So I was like, what the fuck? And I'm in rehab at the time. I don't have a phone.
Yeah.
So.
And when you say check, you mean like direct deposit or something?
No, I was getting checks.
Oh, okay. All right.
At the time.
All right.
Okay. I would deal with Jovi. So wherever I was, he would send the check. He would hit me up on the first or whatever and be like, I'm sending the shit here.
Fair enough.
So then I get out of rehab and I'm like, damn, I have no check. It's like the 20th. What the fuck? I hit up Robbie and he's like, oh, my bad. I was sick. I couldn't sign checks like last week or this and that. And I'm like, dude, really? Like I'm in rehab and all of a sudden you're sick this month. I can't sign checks. It did eventually come next month. Same shit. I called Jovi and I'm like, dude, what the fuck's the deal?
Yeah.
And Jovi, like, I don't want to throw Jovi under the bus, but he told me, he's like, yo, Robbie told me to hold your checks.
Yeah.
And that like set the start of the thing. Cause I'm like, dude, I don't want to be a part of this shit. Dude, like, you're like, I got your back. I'm in rehab trying to get my life together.
Yeah.
You're doing stupid shit like that.
Yeah. Do you think
you want me to ride for your company?
Is there a potential that he was coming from a good place that he was like, oh, if he's not in a good place right now, then I'm going to hold money.
Fudger. I have the best selling grip in BMX.
Yeah.
I sold mad fucking frames.
Yeah.
I put out some of the best video parts that Colts fucking had.
Yeah.
Rode for them for 8 years, and I couldn't go to rehab for a couple months and fuck off for a couple months. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And like, no hate to D-Hart or Hawk or whatever, but yo, those motherfuckers sat around for years. And then like, I'm actually like, I was 27 years old. Like, yeah, I'm going through it. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Like, holding my checks and lying was the biggest.
It's gotta hurt. Yeah. It's definitely gotta hurt.
And then for Joe V to be like, yo, dude, like, this, he said, like, dude, hold this shit. Yeah.
Especially to hear it from somebody else is hard, because it's like, it's one thing.
He wouldn't
tell
me. He don't have the balls to argue with me in person.
Yeah. I do like Robbie, but Robbie likes to keep.
He is a businessman, and that is it.
Yeah, he doesn't like to say no. He will say, like, when we talk to advertising, he's like, yeah, altercations. Yeah, that's a good way to put it. So,
and I'm that way. So, like, if you want to fucking if I was in California at that time, I would have went to the warehouse and fucking caused a scene.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's your money.
And the other thing too is like, I never had a contract with Colt one time. I got a paycheck every month for 8 years.
Oh wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody, I don't know about the new guys, but I know the big dogs' salaries are all pretty much the same.
Mm-hmm.
And none of us have contracts. I'm sure like fucking Panza or some of these new kids do because they're a liability, but
yeah,
I never had a contract. 8 years I got 24 grand a year for 8 years, no contract.
So then when you're off, you're off just out of nowhere, or there's like a,
well, he didn't give me the last check, and I was actually hurting for money at the time.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, I'm over it. I'm walking away from this. Just meet me at the coffee shop. We can talk for a minute. Give me my fucking last check. He gave me an extra $1,000 on my check and was like, see ya.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, this is the shit that I wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
And now I can.
Yeah. I mean, it's
like, and
it,
I don't
it
know,
should, it should have a contract or, in place, I feel like, because it's like, that's what, no, that's what protects
is,
you dude, and protects.
The problem is me and Robbie were boys. We used to go to dinner together. Yeah. Like, he used to come sit in my front yard around the fire pit. Like, it was like a homie.
Yeah.
We were boys.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
business and friends. And then,
like,
business
even
and
like,
friends.
I had all the whole team come to my house when I bought the house in Florida. Like, everyone came to stay with me. We filmed the video. Like, there was more to it than a business thing. Like, all this 2010 till the end bullshit, family for life, blah blah blah. Like, yo, you fucked me over when I was in rehab.
Yeah.
And then lied about it.
Yeah.
And then, like, yo, not even that too. Like, he didn't even try to be like, yo, I want you to stay on the team, this and that. As soon as I was like, fuck you, I'm over it, like, it is what it is, he was just like, here's an extra $1,000 and here's your old check, see ya.
Yeah.
I haven't heard from him since.
Yeah. And then
the Vans thing is just a trickling situation because they're so tight.
Yeah. But so I mean, like, is there anybody on the team that you're still cool with, or is it like,
I'm cool with D-Hart because D-Hart's a real motherfucker.
Yeah.
I like Russ Barone a lot.
Yeah.
I like AK. Like, Andrew doesn't ride for Colt no more, but like, I don't really have a problem with anybody besides, I would say that Hawk is really disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I'll give him credit for what he's done in bike riding because that's where else, that's what I want. Even if somebody says they're like, kid's an asshole, you can give me credit for what I've done on a bike.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so I'll give Hawk that, but Hawk's an asshole. He's an entitled little prick. Like, man, it is what it is. Robbie spoiled him his whole life and catered to him. So he has that mentality.
Yeah.
D-Hart's a gangster, bro. He fucking lives in Jersey, takes care of his kid. He's probably broke and still doing it. Like, I like Russ a lot. Dakota is like, this is a bad emotionally one.
Yeah.
With the Dakota situation. Because like, he like took me under his wing heavily, right?
Yeah.
And like, he was a dude, we would hang out every day. You know what I mean? Like, he lived down the street.
I remember,
like,
Dak talking about it.
I moved to California from, I mean, moved to Costa Mesa from LA, like, to be closer to Colt, closer to Dad, closer to Beast, this and that. Dakota doesn't understand like the wild side of like being an action sports athlete.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, it's a business thing. Like, I'm going out filming. I'm going to build spots. I'm going to do this. And for me at that time, I was like, dude, I didn't fucking sign up to be a pro bike rider to be a fucking.
In that line. Yeah.
No, like, yeah. Bro, who the fuck works that hard, moves to California and does all this to like not party, not have fun, not have, not sleep with a bunch of girls and this and that. Like, what's the point?
Yeah. Yeah.
And like, there was times where my shit got out of hand, whatever, but I was still riding. Like, dude, you know that clip that, this is like towards the end, like the last couple clips I filmed. Remember that picnic ranch? I did like a manual drop manual and then a hot bar manual up the picnic ranch to manual and eight.
Yeah.
I was hammered. Like, it's funny shit like
it's
this.
Fun, it's funny. It's funny. And then it's like, it's also, I mean, fuck, dude. Like, is there, do you regret that?
Sad at the time. Yeah. It was sad at the time. Like, now I could talk about it, but at the time, like, I was never going to tell nobody that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like, I mean, I was going through my own shit myself that like nobody knew about, like,
yeah,
or could see or tell, because I was still riding and fucking
producing, yeah, whatever. Yeah.
So then, yeah, just like, dude, our relationship kind of just like started diminishing, and I was like, fuck this, man. Like, it is what it, like, I was in his wedding and like fucking bunch of shit, and we were really close, dude. And then,
yeah.
I definitely started making comments where I was like, I would say actually it started because I was getting sick and tired of like, yo, be here at 8 a.m. We're going here doing this. And I was like, it becomes a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially at like, I was 26, 20 or some shit at the time. Like, I was trying to have fun, like also riding, but trying to have fun.
Yeah.
Balance
it at least, but yeah.
So, and I really enjoyed that, like, style that of, or, like, idea of bike riding that he does. Like, it's focused. It's calculated. It's this. It's that.
Yeah. He's peak pro in a lot of ways. Like, creating spots, finding spots, like, doing these things.
He really is.
And I
admired that.
Yeah.
And especially, like, when I was... Like, he taught me a lot about bike, like, just like how shit works, how to deal with companies, like how to deal with vans, how to talk to people. Like, he taught me a lot of shit.
Yeah.
And like, I feel like me and him sit in the middle where I'm like, I enjoy that shit to a certain extent, but I also want to go ape shit and have fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
I'm sure there's a way to do both in your world, and but maybe not in his. You know what I mean? Like, and
I started
getting
judged.
Yeah. And I think losing Dakota, I absolutely love Dakota. And I think, the idea of him not liking me would like tear me to pieces. And I don't even have that relationship that you guys have. Like, if he was like, if I heard Dakota say, no,
I don't fuck with him.
I would be like so sunk down and sad. And so I can put myself in your shoes and be like, damn, like,
and
fuck.
I will not fucking deny this at all. I made a lot of mistakes. Yeah. I've said a lot of stupid shit to people, like, under the influence or like on drugs or this and that. So like a lot of that comes into like the situations that happen to me.
Yeah.
I'm not denying that.
I'm sure you're going to piss a couple people off on this, but I hope that sort of like how we had the conversation today, you called me out today. We texted for a while. We got on a phone call and it produced something good. I hope that airing this shit out produces a phone call between you guys.
Well, and, no, like if I called him, he would answer the phone.
That's good. Yeah. Yeah.
But I have, like I said, I have done a lot of stupid shit and said a lot of stupid shit under the influence of a lot of people.
Yeah.
Because I'll like get hammered and like I was doing drugs at the time and this and that. And then I'll sit on my phone and come at everybody that I'm pissed off at.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I've done it to you multiple times.
A little bit. No, I feel like you're pretty tame with me.
I've done it to Dennis.
Yeah.
I've done it to Garrett. I've done it to Bob. I've done it to a lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't necessarily think that the things I say are wrong. But the only time you have the balls to send those text messages is when you're under the influence.
Yeah.
So it's like this weird. And then it all, of course, it's like way stretched out and over dramatic and extra.
Yeah, yeah.
Would be if you were just like normally typing something to someone.
You got
to
put your phone on like airplane mode and then type all the shit out.
I need somebody
and then
to
the
take
next...
my phone away from me every time I sip any kind of alcohol.
And then just it goes all unsent and then you can edit it in the morning.
I contemplated it last month about getting a new phone number.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh.
But anyways.
We just removed a segment. We talked about it for a while.
You know where that's at. Yeah. You got to send me this before it goes alive.
Of course.
Anyway.
Yeah. I'll edit all this stuff. And then so we talked about Dakota, the end of Colt, and then I guess Vans is next.
Vans. So okay, so I know where to start.
Yeah.
So basically, when the whole Colt thing happened, and I left Colt or whatever. Vans and Colt work together so closely and yeah. like are so associated that obviously the fucking follows along instantly.
Yeah.
So my contract was up like a couple months after the Colt thing. I didn't get fired. I just didn't get re-signed.
Yeah. Yeah. And then two assholes on a podcast.
And then you and Dennis pretty much fucked me on the podcast. Yes. Because
I mean, do you think I'm just what's that?
Let me speak on this one.
All right. I'll shut the fuck up.
So, and this isn't your guys' fault because you didn't know the exact situation.
Yeah.
But that's also your guys' job. And especially as a, like you and Dennis being friends of mine to like, make sure that shit's okay to fucking talk about.
Yeah.
Before you just throw it online. Like you guys just threw online, like Sean doesn't fucking ride anymore and this and that. And like, if you don't fucking work at Trader Joe's, you're not going to get paid. If you don't ride, you're not going to get paid. I still had a rock star contract for fucking $48,000 a year.
Yeah.
That had another optional year that is not re-signed because you guys aired me out. I could have hid the rest of it and just left this fiend on Instagram and act like I was riding.
Do you think, and you know that for a fact, obviously, like that, like, word got around and it was just bullshit, like, or
Dennis
not bullshit.
Dennis is a really important part of Rockstar. You think people don't see that shit?
Yeah. 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 Well, I
so that was the first straw with you guys.
Yeah. Yeah. And obviously I think from our point of view was that the, you know, if the Vans post wasn't in such dramatic fashion, then we wouldn't have had much to talk about. And so I'm not giving
an
excuse.
That Vans post was in a fucking great fashion.
But that's what
if
I mean.
I just meant
that you gave us something to talk about more than anything else. And so and it went a direction because it was something to talk about where like that's where I used the tie thing because he just posted New Balances. I just meant he was like off of Vans. You know, like you would never post it. And so it was like, I guess ties off of Vans. So then we didn't really have anything else to talk about. And so
that's not my problem though. And it should
no,
fall
and,
back.
And that goes on to my accountability because as we grow and as we get larger, and this theme carries into the stuff, the drama today, as we grow and as
you put it in the drama category. So now you're really in the drama category.
Yeah. Like, I mean,
you posted the Vans thing. You're like, this is the drama category.
Oh, yeah. Did I say that? Fuck me. My point being that as things grow and as we, you know, it becomes more responsible because we are, I cost you fucking a living wage in
more than average U.S. salary.
Yeah. And I'm sorry for that. And yeah. That is not,
I did. It's not your fault in general. But I feel like I could have hid the situation to get the next year.
Yeah.
Until you guys fucking talk about it, and then it's exposed to the entire internet.
Yeah, and then there's the idea that,
like, I don't give a fuck about your $1,500 that you guys made off that podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys fucked me for $50,000.
Yeah, and that's valid.
That's like when I got robbed in China at X Games, and I missed the podium, and then the judges fucking apologized to me. I'm like, if I even got third, I would have got matched by Rockstar and Vans, and all you have to say is sorry.
Yeah, and you did get fucking robbed there. I was there at that one. I remember that feeling. Yeah,
dude, I got fucking robbed terribly.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it should have been a second or third spot, and it would have been a $50,000-$60,000 day.
Yeah.
Instead, I walked home with $10,000. I fucking changed my flight and left.
Yeah, yeah.
Like this shit needs to be held accountable for it in some areas.
And I think
I told X Games to go fuck themselves last time they invited me.
I think you posted that, didn't you? at some point?
I'm sure I did. Posted a lot.
Yeah. What you just weren't interested in? Was it a real BMX thing or was it? Oh, it was an alternate spot. That's what
it was. An alternate spot. I was like, there's no way that I'm showing up to an alternate spot. You want me to fly across the country to go to be an alternate?
Yeah.
And at the time, I was still killing it.
Yeah, and like, I think it's like, I think it's bullshit when they only
invite me at the last one. So and they only invite
eight people. So just fucking invite and just make no alternate. Put nine. They proved this year that they can just throw somebody in. Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like I was always able to like hold my own in the contest.
Yeah.
So it like didn't make sense, and like multiple times, like I didn't. I'm not saying I got robbed for podium spots.
Yeah.
But there was other situations too where it was like, damn, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know. And people don't understand. This is the biggest thing that I think that's wrong with the public is like people are like, just ride for fun, just like this and that. It's like, how do you think that people sustain their lives?
Yeah.
Like, yes, this is a fun career to have, but there is also like a financial side to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I don't want to live an uncomfortable life to make you happy and just be happy and ride a bike.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not trying to live outside of my means. I live in a 3-bedroom house and I have a Toyota Tacoma.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not asking for much, but like, bills need paid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, and that's the reality.
Yeah. Of course.
And then you got the Instagram kid that's like, just ride your bike and enjoy it. It's like riding a bike at the level that we were riding at, like, and my.
That's all that is enjoyable people, for you.
That's all that it is. Yeah. If I'm not fucking learning new shit or scaring myself, it ain't it.
Yeah.
And right now, I work two jobs. I can't fucking knock my teeth out and be out of work.
Yeah. Yeah. And that is the reality for so many dudes when the skill and the willingness to risk things, and it becomes so unenjoyable for them that it makes sense. It makes sense because you're competitive. Not even necessarily competitive
everybody
in that
is.
Sense.
Everybody is.
Yeah.
Do you think that Garrett goes into X Games not like, damn, I want to win this shit? Like, everybody is competitive.
If we ever do a Garrett podcast, that is going to be a huge topic to me because he has to be competitive. He has to be.
Bro, are you kidding me?
Of course.
I know a little bit of back shit that you don't know.
Yeah.
I have also, Garrett, I apologize. I have sent him some really foul text messages.
Mm-hmm.
Like, some of them are true, some of them are asinine, but
yeah,
it is what it is.
Yeah.
The situation I have with Garrett is I looked up to him my entire life from when I was a kid and like mimicked everything.
Mm-hmm.
And he has never helped me with one thing in my BMX career.
Yeah. Is it?
I didn't get this bike from Garrett. I got this bike from Bob from staff.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and that shit hurts because like, yo, if a little kid looked up to me my entire life growing up and like actually made it and like almost beat me out of his first X Games, I would be like, yo, this is my man from the same town. Like, this and that. Never.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying Garrett's not a good dude. I just would have handled the situation differently. And that's my opinion and my opinion only.
Yeah. Yeah. What is the, I guess, so circling back because you ended up on a Fiend, but Rockstar ended, then they didn't renew the contract.
Last month.
What's that?
Last month. I got my last check.
Last month. So, all right. And then when.
So if you want to pay my rent this month, that'd be great.
Let's see. You can have all the fucking revenue from this thing.
All right, that's fine.
Yeah, you're gonna be disappointed because revenue.
This is gonna be. I guarantee you, this will be your highest viewed video.
I mean, Mueller one's at fucking 300,000 or something like that.
My Instagram video, just because of drama on your page, has 600,000 views. You haven't got 600,000 views on that Instagram in fucking 6 months.
All right. Well, see, I'll fact check you on that because the Instagram in the last 30 days is at 8 million views. So it there's definitely a lot.
I got screenshots.
I got
either
screenshots
way,
too.
Thrown over a picnic table backwards, dicking around, and you got more views than your fucking triple backflip kid. That's another thing I wanted to bring up that I agree with that I saw a comment.
Where is it? My screen's fucking tiny anyways. They're not going to see this shit.
You don't need to show me.
Yeah,
it is
what I know. We're just fucking around.
I think this is going back to you guys and the BMX Instagram.
Yeah.
I want to hear this from your point of view because I look at that page and I see a lot of corny shit and a lot of corny ass people that don't deserve to be put on a platform like that.
Yeah.
And is that because you guys want views? Is that because this? Like, is it because of fucking sponsors paying you guys? Like, what is it? Because in my opinion, that's ruining the idea of BMX. And it's making everybody feel like a somebody.
Yeah.
And it causing a problem for the people that actually are.
Yeah.
So like, you didn't post me on that fucking Instagram for 3 years, but you'll post the double fucking front flip guy.
Yeah, I don't
like. And how does that? How is that real? Like, I'm a dude in X Games, and you don't post me. Is that sponsorship shit? Is that this? What is it?
I don't know specifically you. I think sometimes people think that there's more thought into it than there is. I think there is. There is.
That is your job, yeah. Running that. Down.
Well, in the, that it's maybe thought isn't the right word. That it's more like calculated and like, and like, we're not posting him and we're posting him and we're choosing
but
and
why
picking.
Is that?
I think there's sometimes there's elements of really good bike riding, borderlining like great bike riding, that just doesn't, that the fucking algorithm just doesn't love. We post shit and then it just doesn't, and it just doesn't do well. And then so there's times where it's like, hey, we want to post this to give people love, but then we know, I mean, honestly, the fact you wrote
over, it's about views. That's what you're getting at.
I mean, not really.
It is. You don't need to lie.
I'm not lying. There is part of course there's part of that because that's the goal.
That.
Because when things go viral, you know, something gets 6 million views, then we get 10,000 followers or something like that.
But
and so and I am and that? I and I will say, and I don't know if I've ever admitted this, but I and you know, when I made the post just yesterday or whatever it was of the 5 years, I'm in fucking hyper growth mode because I'm starting from zero and I started from nothing and I'm
is that more important to you than like keeping a real BMX community of real dudes and like publicizing real shit?
No, overall, but sometimes I think I probably lose sight of that. I'm gonna admit that right now because there is the potential that that I do lose sight of that, and I think no matter what,
that hurts real dudes like myself.
It does because BMX gets circusy, and I understand.
You have this fucking asshole kid that looks terrible on a bike that did a circus trick or fucking did a handlebar grind down a rail.
Yeah.
That now all of a sudden you post him, he gets mad views, his ego's here, and then he talks shit to me when I put in 20 years of real time.
Yeah. And that's fucking valid. And there's.
And that's what happens.
Yeah.
Tate Roskelly, Charlie Crumlish.
Yeah.
Like, those are the first dudes to pick on me over this bike cutting situation. They don't know the reality behind it. They both, like, I'll be an asshole. Like, they both suck compared to me on a bike.
Yeah.
They have not made nearly as much money as I have. And they're the first people to talk shit.
Yeah.
Do you see Garrett, Chad, Dennis, anybody like trying to get at me?
Yeah.
No, because they're real dudes that actually can fucking ride a bike and it's their thing. So then you guys entertain all these clout chasing assholes that do this.
You were going to say fuck boys, weren't you, or something?
They're fuck boys. I don't care. Whatever. I have no problem hearing either one of them.
Yeah.
I don't like either one of them. They're both disrespectful. Their bike riding looks like shit. And you guys are not, like, if anybody can talk shit, if Garrett started running his mouth, it would be great. And he could stand behind all of it and be like, I am the best fucking bike rider on the planet. I'll say whatever I want.
Yeah.
You morons are jibbing around on flat ledges. I was doing ice bars down Hollywood High 11 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, how do you feel the need to come at me? I'm making 150 grand a year doing ice bars down Hollywood High 11 years ago, and you're fucking flicking basketballs around, and you want to come at me? And, yo, this isn't a joke. Like,
it's just,
I'm being
no,
serious.
It's, I know you're being serious, but that was a funny fucking sentence you have to admit.
It's funny, but it's fucking real. And then, like, Charlie Crumlish is fucking running Team Weed. He posts 6 posts about me cutting my bike in half.
Yeah.
I cut my bike in half for a reason. That, like I told you before, that bike, that frame, if everybody wants to get real, every part on it's still fine. That cost for that frame is $120. I spend that at Target on fucking paper towels, dish towels, this and that. Like, nobody knows.
Yeah, yeah. It's not a big deal to cut the frame in half, is what you're saying.
No.
And
but I am all of a sudden this fucking person now, Tate Roskelly, is cutting his frame in half to get views and clout and this and that.
Yeah. I think I feel like I'm gonna get myself in trouble, but I agree with you in a lot of ways, because I caught flack for, obviously, for the Instagram post that we did of you, but I caught flack from another YouTube channel, and they is this dude Brant Moore, fairly popular YouTube channel. The video's down now because we talked, but it's like,
you've talked to a lot of people in the past couple days, huh?
Mother, dude, you—I mean, not you, but like today.
I caused a lot of drama.
Today
for you.
Fucking sucked. I'm not gonna lie.
Started
today,
it.
You did. Yeah, you did. But well, no, technically, I started it. Like
you started it.
Yeah,
I finished it.
Yeah, exactly. And I deserved that. So I will fucking take that L.
And right now,
whatever. And
the stuff that I'm talking about with like how people come at me. If people want to go here, I'm down. I'll go there.
Yeah. Yeah, and
if this is the way BMX is gonna go, I can fucking sit in my garage on this couch with my feet up, my dog next to me, watching TV, and sit on Instagram and talk shit all day long. I have sent like 6 people my address that have like came at me 6 ways sideways and live on the East Coast.
Yeah,
telling me they're gonna beat me up and this and that. I've sent my address. Like, show the fuck up. I dare you.
Some fucking Jay and Silent Bob shit.
Yeah, it's just, I'm just done with people's bullshit.
I think.
Certainly, I told Charlie Crumbush I was going to beat him up too.
I mean, yeah. I mean,
and you deserve every second of it.
I don't blame
you. This is what started this entire thing. I cut the bike in half. Charlie Crumbush posted 5 posts in a row on Team Weed. My Instagram was deleted at the time, so I didn't see it. My roommate shows me them. So then I've reactivated my Instagram. I start scrolling through comments and see who's talking shit. And I'm like, now I know who the real people are.
Yeah. Yeah,
dude, I will admit it 100%. I will sit and look through every comment. I'll respond. I will see who's talking shit. I don't care. I take pride in my shit.
Yeah.
Like, what I've done is, and what people say is important.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I think in the real world, the words that you say, you're fucking bound to them. And I think there's accountability that people on the internet don't realize. And I see shit and I literally will screenshot it from people. And I'm like, and then they're cool to me later. And
yeah,
I'm like, you're fucked. Like, you're fucked. Like, I know for a fact that I saw you talking shit, and then you're going to come back to me when you need something and pretend to be cool. And it's like, it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. And
no,
it's the most pussy way to handle stuff. And my wife hates it when I say that, but it is, because they're not coming to me with their problem. They're bitching on the internet and then asking me for a favor to help them out.
Do you think that Tate Roskelly or Charlie Crumbush or any of these people would say the shit they're saying to my face?
No. No.
Absolutely not. So don't fucking say it on Instagram.
Yeah. And that's...
I'm not a little kid anymore, right?
There's a huge percentage of people that haven't been punched in the face.
You want to know who the biggest person to punch everybody in the face is? And you probably hate him. He's done foul shit to a lot of people, and I still love the dude to death. Steve-O
threatened to fight me today.
He will punch anybody in the face at any time.
I love it. It's so funny because
and
when
I
he says
it,
he literally, I know he would.
And my girlfriend.
He literally, what's that?
He punched me in the face when I was 18 in front of my girlfriend over chicken nuggets.
Over chicken nuggets. I love Steve-O. It's seriously because he is incredibly doting, and he will fucking give out a compliment when you deserve the compliment, and he will talk shit when you fucking deserve it. Exactly. And so I respect it. And so literally in the DMs today,
and
he was like,
game for a
he
long
said,
time.
I'll beat your ass and I'll bring a helmet.
I seen it. He sent it to me.
Yeah. And it was like one of those things where like, I did the same thing with him though. It was like, we had an argument a long time ago and I was like, I just called him, you know, I was like, dude, you're misunderstanding. Like we shouldn't even be having an argument because it 100% a misunderstanding.
If somebody
and he was
can
like,
acknowledge...
and he was still yelling at me and stuff. And I was like,
well, he's a little crazy.
Yeah.
For sure,
and
but
it
he's
was
a
like,
good dude.
But he really is a good dude. And so when I saw that today, honestly,
he's a good dude that will punch you in the face first. And that's an East Coast dude. Yeah.
And it hasn't happened. So maybe I didn't take it serious enough today, but
I got punched
it could
by
happen.
18.
Maybe I'm taking it. Steve-O, I'm taking it a little more serious now.
Another one.
Yeah.
Vic lives down the street from me.
Yeah, Vic got at me. Did he send you the screenshot too?
No, dude, if you come to Jersey right now, you're fucked. And, dude, I'm not kidding you. Like, Vic won't think twice. Like, Vic will fuck you up.
He thinks my car sucks too. I was I like my car.
Well, it sucks still, though. That's like saying that's like comparing a fucking Porsche to whatever you drive versus like
That's a nice car.
Riding level versus yours. Yeah, you suck. Yeah. Your Porsche, your car sucks.
Yeah. I mean, does he have a Porsche?
I'm just joking. I know what car you have. Yeah. The old school. What is it again?
Oh, well, I sold the Datsun, if that's what you're thinking. But I have the blue Audi. I have a blue Audi S4 Avant, Nagaro. Like, it's cool. Yeah.
My roommate's got a Q7. It's like the S package one, but it's a diesel.
Yeah. That's pretty sick, fucking torque monster. But so we went down path there. Little car car detour. Yeah.
But East Coast people don't fuck around, dude. I have personally seen Vic fuck people up bad.
Yeah.
Personally seen Steve-O fuck people up bad.
Yeah.
I have beat people up bad, and I've been beat up bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
remember the cab? Remember the cabbie with the tiny baseball bat?
I remember all of it. I remember all of it. I remember the chicks in Russia. I remember fucking... I remember everything. That was a fun trip, though.
That was a fun trip. That was a funny fucking fun trip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many years ago was that? This is what I was talking about when think about how far we go back.
I don't know. That'd be 8-10 years ago. No. It was before it was before my girlfriend. So 12 years ago, probably.
12 years ago,
my girlfriend, my wife. Before I had a girlfriend is what I was meant.
12 years ago, I watched you get drop kicked in the face and your lips split in half.
It was standing front kick.
Standing front kick from a Russian dude.
In a pink, he was like 5'8 in a pink shirt.
Yeah, and then I look, so he's got a lip split.
Yeah.
Lip split in half, getting beat up. I look over, Garrett's got some dude on top of him, wailing on him. My shoe is on the ground because somebody tried to tackle me. I pick up my shoe like this. This is a Vans shoe, supporting Vans,
There you go.
I grab my shoe like this and swatted the dude on top of Garrett in the front of the face with my shoe.
And then I didn't get beat up. I only got standing front kicked, and I literally lost my mind, and then he pulled out a knife, and I was like, all right, we're good.
He was going to kill you either way.
He was 5'8", and he was standing.
And he split your lip down
exactly.
the middle.
Exactly. He was a fucking killer. He was a killer. He was going to kill me.
At 9 a.m. leaving the club.
He was going to kill me. He was absolutely going to kill me.
It gets better. Yeah. So then we're trying to get a taxi.
Yeah.
Garrett's still talking shit. He's holding his face because his face hurts. He says some fucked up shit to the cab driver, and then none of us had money. The cab driver fucking pulls out a mini bat and starts chasing us down the street.
But we didn't even know. We were walking down the street, and there was this...
Well, bleeding. Garrett's holding his face. Yeah. We got no money. We were, like, all over the place.
He was walking, and he just matched our pace, and he was just walking next to us. And I nudged somebody, and I was like, who is this dude? And he was like, oh, it's the cabbie. And he was like, going to beat our ass. Oh, God. Yeah, that was that was a wild trip. That was a wild trip with very, very entertaining stories that we could even go for.
We had a lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah. So.
Anyways, back to my bullshit so we can get this show on the road.
No. I mean, I think.
What questions do you have for me that you're curious about?
I mean, we can talk about we still have to talk about the Tyler thing, but I mean, I think after talking about Russia and stuff like that, like, you got to have some good fucking memories. Like, you should be, I think there's something that I think you have pride in what you've done and all that stuff. And it's like, as people take it as ego or whatever else, you fucking deserve it. You fucking deserve it. And that's what I'm saying is that you should be proud for doing what you did and being the top fucking 10 in the world at something. Like,
Years in a row.
Exactly. And that, like, how many people get to say that? You know, like the fastest car. I am the fastest car.
But then I'm
car.
An asshole, like, because I say that about myself.
Dude, I think some people appreciate it, and I think some people don't, and you're always going to get that. Fine. But you're not wrong, no matter what.
No, and that's fine. Yeah. So you don't have to like me, but don't run
discredit
your mouth.
It. Yeah.
You can't step to me.
Yeah, yeah. I think there's a lot of people that, you know, they're like, I don't care. But it's like...
You
it's
do
like,
care because you're commenting on the post and you're
matter.
Still watching.
Yeah. So I think you should be proud. I think you, we talked about it a little bit on the phone, but it's like you have a skill set, you have determination, you have fucking drive, you have willingness to push through pain and suffering and uncomfortable shit to succeed. And like, one day you'll look back at this phase as like this tiny
this
little
big
phase.
Yeah, it already feels like that. Yeah. Dude, like I work a job.
Yeah.
Got a house in my hometown. Yeah. I haven't rode in a year.
Yeah.
Like my life has dramatically changed.
Yeah.
You know, like I left California. I'm not going back.
Yeah.
Like it goes from one script to the next.
Yeah.
And it is what it is.
Every life has multiple stories and multiple chapters and all that shit. This would be like a fucking interlog or whatever it is.
But it's not though, because it was 20 years and I'm only 28.
No. I'm talking about this phase, the fucking boat phase and shit. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, what else do you do next? Like, I see Corey Martinez, 40 years old. He's fucking bitching about not finding his next fucking thing in life and, like, got no money.
He's got the same thing.
He's doing GoFundMes for $5,000 fucking to get home and this and that. I don't have sympathy for that.
Yeah.
I moved across the country and I got two jobs and fucking bust my ass to pay rent.
Yeah.
And I'm 28.
You know
I'm
why?
I'm not fucking GoFundMe for $5,000 because I'm fucking poor me.
You know why? Because you are fucking a worker. And that's what I'm saying. Yeah, it is a compliment in that sense. And Corey's figuring that out. I'm going to give benefit of the doubt to Corey. Corey's figuring out what that is, you know, like, and I don't know. I think that blew up a little bit more than he expected. And I mean, that's a whole other subject. I love Corey and I gave him money and I fucking wish him the best. And like, that's.
Yeah, he used to shower at my house when he was sleeping in his van and shit in California.
Yeah.
And I have nothing but utmost respect for Corey Martinez. Don't get me wrong. I used to watch his videos on my laptop in school.
Yeah.
Like when I was 14.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But I do not have sympathy for how the industry reacts to different situations.
Yeah.
Corey Martinez is just in a fucking financial hardship.
Yeah.
And he has never worn a helmet, never done anything.
No. Yeah.
And he gets $5,000 to fucking move back to Nashville.
Yeah.
Tyler has done mad shit, never begged for money ever from anyone.
Yeah.
Smashes his fucking face and gets destroyed.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is not okay.
It's not.
Like, if you really want to put it into play and be fucking, if everybody wants to get down to the truth, Tyler's better than Corey Martinez.
Tyler's incredible.
Like, if you want to put fucking facts out there, I know for a fact. Tyler can ride everything and anything. He will ride off a fucking roof onto a rail. He can put brakes on and do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
Like, where is the respect for that kid?
Yeah. I think it's there. I think people
it's
have.
It's not there. There's 3,000 comments of people talking shit.
Yeah.
There is not 3,000 comments of every fucking rider that has not worn a helmet.
Yeah. And I guess let's get it.
Got no teeth sitting on a couch dealing with it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the crux of this and what started this conversation right now is my comment on there. And
I think your comment did a lot. The comment from the BMX Instagram, I think it gave people like the confidence to be like, this is something I could dive in on.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it validated or opened the gates.
So I don't think that there wouldn't have been comments like that,
yeah.
But it definitely egged the situation on way farther.
Yeah, and I agree. My initial thought was that wasn't true, and then when I bounced it around, it was. And I agree.
That comment has 1,900 likes.
Yeah. Yeah, and the comment itself is wrong.
Kids are influenced by shit like that because they can't think for themselves.
Yeah.
So you said that, and then they're all like, oh, let's eat him up for not wearing a helmet.
Yeah, yeah. And that was honestly mortifying to me when I put it together, because that was not my goal whatsoever, obviously. And I fucking have taken that whooping, you know, like all day long. And even the people that like...
It's not
DM
a whooping.
Me.
It's like
well,
thinking.
You know, but like, you know, I'm saying like all the DMs and shit, like, and all the comments and all that stuff is like, even the people that DM'd me and were like, no, you're fine. I don't even know why you're backtracking. I'm like, no, I appreciate the support, but like, I actually deserve it. Like
you acknowledged it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's,
because I
it
do,
is
I, did, I deserved it. It was a mistake and it was an off the cuff, like knee jerk reaction to it. And that was me knowing
that
Tyler
been fine
and it was
from your own
my
Instagram
own account. It would have been decent for my own Instagram account. Would have been better as a text message. And it would have been, but it's not acceptable from the
BMX
account.
It's like the same thing we had the conversation about my shit when you guys brought all that up on the podcast. Like,
yeah, it's just not.
And everybody's situation is different. You took you helped me lose a rock star deal because of your not thinking.
Yeah.
But Tyler's in a different situation where, like, we talked about and what I said.
Yeah.
Like, that is not something that you want to come across.
Yeah. No. Or and that, part of. It wasn't. And I.
That is, like, a real fucking reality in that situation.
And that's, like, so, and that's, like, the two, the, you know, between this, and I don't even know, we didn't even really talk about the Instagram, the fake you over the picnic thing, but that was, like, that was another strike.
Like, that was just you slapping me because I fucking said, like, these dudes dick around in schoolyards.
Yeah, and it wasn't. Because at least
that, how do you think that looked from my side?
I get it from your point of view, 100%. And it just sucks that it's like dog shit timing. You know, that's what it was. It was innocent, but from your point of view, it makes perfect sense why it would go down like that as a fucking shot at you, but it wasn't intended in any sense. And then
it was just
then,
so random.
And like, then I fuck on, and yeah, I get it. And then we didn't moderate the comments afterwards, which is, you know,
until I caused a scene.
Yeah. And so it did. There was,
so
you know,
you didn't read through those comments and see any of them, be like, damn, Sean's gonna be bummed, let me do something about this.
I honestly didn't see them until, and so when you
type
you
running that account,
because I have four other people that post. And so one thing that we also didn't discuss is that it's supposed to be representative of like multiple aspects of BMX, you know. And so I guess it's four total, not four other, three other.
Who else is on there?
So it's James, who runs early 2000s BMX. So he's good at finding the old repost stuff. Albert Mercado, and then Pat Quinn, who's out on the East Coast.
Yeah, Pat Quinn's like the biggest hater on the East Coast. So that's a great guy to have in your corner.
Is he a hater? He doesn't hate anything, as far as I know.
Yeah, I've known him since I was a kid.
Oh, fuck Pat Quinn. No, I'm just joking.
No, I'm just kidding. I don't really care anymore. I'm just like.
But I mean, it's supposed to be representative of multiple people, so what they like and don't like, you know.
That account cannot be personal preferences based on you guys.
I mean, it's always going to be that. It's always going to reflect what we like in writing, right? Like, you can't not do that.
I mean, I get that, but then like you also.
Albert's an objective really cool street dude, you know, so it's like he's into that style stuff. And it's like he's even said recently, because James has been so on it, that he's like, dude, I need to post more fucking street clips because it's like getting super park heavy and stuff like that. So, yeah. And that's also your opinion. Like, there's a lot of people that are into it or whatever. Like, and that's. You know,
part of the problem
is that it's like a blessing and a curse that we have like at BMX. You know what I mean? Like, because
it's the same thing with Dennis told me the same thing about the podcast. He's like, I don't really know what I'm doing. I'm just doing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you also have to understand you guys are affecting other people's lives.
Yeah. And that, I think that's,
you guys took on a big task.
I would say not a new lesson, but an old lesson that apparently I fucking forgot. You know what I mean? Like, I think from the first time we've started like our BMX, the last couple of days have been like a reawakening of like, oh, you have like responsibility and you can't just fucking wing it sometimes.
Yeah, like,
you know, where the ride days, because ride was like fucking here and it had to be
Trans World.
Yeah, and it had to be on above
a
certain level.
People don't know who was running ride, and ride was a staple from like way back.
Yeah, because ride was its own monster. Yeah.
Yeah, and you guys just started this new thing and people know who's behind it.
Yeah, yeah. And that's,
so you guys are now taking the responsibility on fully.
Yeah.
And like, I'm not being, like I said, I'm not being an asshole, but like, there is repercussions for shit that you guys say.
Yeah. And
I would have thought after the first time that I fucking came at all you guys sideways, you wouldn't have even brought me up again.
I don't think we did, really. I mean, I think
we
talked about
it. You fucking posted the video, the photo, and talked about my bike.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. But we kept it like super mellow.
You kept it slow because you knew the deal. There was like some bike shit going on or whatever. But
yeah.
It's just
because that was the only photo of it, and it was funny. Like, it was like, I cut my bike in half. That was kind of funny. But
it's hard for me because I have a personal relationship with all you guys.
Yeah.
So when I hear like shit, but I haven't heard from you in 2 years on a fucking podcast, it like
fucking sucks.
Yeah, it's like, what the fuck, you know?
And I am sorry for that. And I And I appreciate it so much. And I feel like I said that like 8 times when we talked, just like getting on a phone call, because I didn't know if it was going to happen or not. I just was like, you know, I didn't think I said anything new on the call, but I think sometimes like hearing somebody's voice.
Yeah, I got
it. It like, you're like, hey, he's not bullshitting. Like, no. there is no ego with this shit. And I pride myself on being, you know, accountable in a sense of like, hey, I feel like I'm, even with my wife, we argue, and when I'm wrong, I will just say, hey, I am wrong. I am sorry. But when I feel I'm right, then it's a fucking problem, you know. But yeah, like, I'm not right. So I can I can say this. This is super easy because I'm not right.
Yeah, and like I'm learning this. I have learned over the past couple of years, especially like with going through the substance abuse shit. Like I went apeshit for like a while, and you're not yourself.
Yeah.
You know. So like, I did a lot of shit that I wouldn't. Like that wasn't me.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm now working on taking accountability for those things.
Yeah.
And like, I owned up. I'm like, dude, I have said a lot of shit to people that I shouldn't have said. And like, I've probably fucked up with brands and then blamed them. And like a lot of stuff happened. I mean, I was a fucking bike rider, but you know what I mean? It is what it is.
You're a bike rider from a very young age too, which is like,
I'm not very bright. It is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, like, but I'm getting to the point of learning that, like, take accountability for your shit. And it honestly feels better to do that, because then I feel like I have a weight off my shoulder. I'm okay, I fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm admitting it. I'm like, I don't know how many people will watch this, but a lot of people will be like surprised, probably, I'm sure.
Yeah. I think I think if anybody is watching this and they have like a strong opinion, I think it's good to see you as a human, you know, and not see just words, you know, like that there's emotion and things attached to that. And it's like, and I think it makes it easier for people to be like, oh shit.
They look at you like you're some celebrity.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm literally like, dude, I live in a rental house. I work a job.
Yeah.
I have my dog and I hang out in my garage, and like, I live a normal ass life.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? And it's like, I think that's what a lot of people don't understand, is because you're good at bike riding doesn't mean you're not a normal fucking person.
Yeah. And I think it's
it's sad, because like, sure, people portray things differently, I'm sure. Like, there's a kid that's like saying, you have it so good, this and that, you should be so grateful and this and that. And then there's a kid that's like, bike riders barely make any money to get by, and it's like so all over the place.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's because nobody wants to talk about it. It's like Dennis, Chad, Garrett, they're fucking rich. Like, not rich, but like really well off.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Chad buys gold watches, has Beamers, trucks, a house in San Diego. Like, Dennis has multiple houses. Garrett's got a house, build a skate park. Like, where do you people think this money comes from?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then somebody wants to guilt trip you, like, oh, just ride your bike for fun. And it's like, so do you want me to live in the shack down the street and just like.
Yeah. I think that statement's an ignorant statement. I wasn't rich. Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm saying like that person is making that statement. I think it's they have good intentions, but it's like kind of an ignorant statement, because they think like just riding and cruising is gonna fix you and make you happy and stuff like that, and not even worry about the money. But I'm saying like now, like it would, if you just get on your bike and it's like this, like, what's that?
16? I'm not 16 anymore. Like, I've had mortgages and car payments and like a dog to fucking feed. And
do you think you'll ever just enjoy cruising and just fucking?
I'm sure I will at some point.
I think that's sure.
And I won't do it till I feel like I want to.
Yeah, exactly. You shouldn't.
Like, one day I'm like randomly in my, like, I'm going to get another bike, even if I have to buy it, and I don't care.
You can have mine.
If you send me your bike, I will love you for the rest of my life. I don't, to be honest. So back to what I was saying.
Yeah.
Like, say me, like Nick, like my roommate, like I said, we've been friends forever. We grew up riding together. He's really good at riding. You know, like, if we're sitting in the garage one day, like, hey, fuck it, let's just go roll around the skate park, and I happen on again, maybe I'll fucking get back into it.
Yeah.
Maybe I won't.
Yeah.
You know, I can't force the shit, because if I fucking go out and try to force riding and I smash my face on the ground, then I'm really never riding again.
Yeah, yeah. I think I've had a lot of friends.
People don't understand injuries either. Like, I didn't really get it. Like I have 6 fake front teeth.
Yeah.
You know, I've done what Tyler did. Yeah. Like, and I have broke my left wrist 4 times. I have knee surgeries, like collarbone, separated shoulders. Done it.
Yeah.
And, like, that shit takes a toll. After, like, I'm 28 now.
Yeah.
When I was 24 and shit was happening, I was like, oh, yeah, whatever. Fuck it. Getting drunk, I could wake up with a hangover and still go ride. Like, yeah. This shit hurt. Like, yeah. I worked behind a bar for 9 hours from 4 o'clock to 2 a.m. and get home at 3:30. Like, my knees are fucked.
Yeah.
You know? And I like I said, I can't do what Tyler just did.
Yeah, yeah. That's understandable.
You're doing a tooth bar and your front wheel washes out, you knock out all your teeth. Like, I can't afford to do that.
Yeah.
Like, I have a house and, like, a life to pay for.
Maintain, yeah.
Yeah.
And
I think a lot of people don't understand that.
Yeah, I don't think.
Like, Tyler said the same thing. Me and Tyler talked on the phone earlier, and he said the same thing. He's like, I can't enjoy riding a bike if it's not
at a, like, fucking level.
At a high fucking level.
Yeah, yeah.
And I agree with it, because, like, it's not exciting. Like, okay, yeah, cool. I would love to, like, go rip around a bowl, carve a vert wall, this and that. That's enjoyable, right? You can do that for 20 minutes, and you're like, all right.
Yeah, yeah.
I did it.
Yeah.
Like, we grew, like, dudes like myself and Tyler grew up on progression and learning shit.
Well, I think that's, like, the Miron effect in a lot of ways, because he just couldn't, he can't fucking, if he's not at this fucking beast level, he can't redo it. And so you just, and just puts the bike away and moves on. And it's so hard for normal BMXers to understand that, but I hate to use the word extreme, but it's an extreme level within an extreme sport.
Yeah.
And it's super hard for normal people to understand the idea of just cruise and have fun. And yeah. I've had a lot of friends that struggle with that. And it's like, I think eventually it comes around for people.
Yeah. And I'm
eventually
not rushing
it. Does. Yeah.
I'm not rushing it. I'm not fucking like, I don't wake up in the morning and think about a bike. I don't like, you know, but like, if we go out to the skate park, well, like I said, one day I'd fucking cruise around and have fun. Maybe I'll go to the skate park a couple times a week and just roll around.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like I said, again, it's hard for people like myself and Tyler and everybody that's pushed shit for so long. And every time you were riding, you were trying to learn something or, like, progress the shit and this and that. Like, dude, right now, like, to be completely honest with you, even like when I was like the last time that I was at, like, my peak, like, the last time I was, like, at my best point in bike riding, like, I at that point, I still couldn't keep up with what, like, Felix and all them are doing now.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so, and that is also another thing, because, like,
that goes
You're used to being that guy, and then now you're not, because there's new guys.
Yeah.
You can't compete with the, like, it's like, I'm coming on 30 years old. I'm going to fucking argue with the 19-year-old. I'm not doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. And it goes back to what you said about it. You have to live it every day.
Yeah. And if, dude, it's even living it every day and doing it is still a difficult task.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a reason. So, that's a reason why there's only a fucking fraction of a fraction of a fraction of people.
Yeah, and I put everything I had into the shit for years, dude.
Yeah. Fuck, dude.
I did it 3 times.
Is there? You really did. Sean 3.0. Sean 4.0. 5.0.
4.0. Come to the bar and I'll give you a vodka soda.
6.9.
Yeah.
Is there like a top 3? You know, if you look back, you're like, I did this, that, and this. Is there anything like that?
Like, trick-wise?
I'm trying to, you know, I feel like we're winding down. Like, trick-wise, or if it's a video part, or it's a contest win. Or
I'm really proud of my stranger part, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's because I really enjoyed filming it, too. Like, I wasn't... When I was filming that, it wasn't in my head. Like, I was just doing it, like, because I wanted to.
Yeah.
It was... And I have definitely filmed videos and... like web parts and shit that I did not give a fuck about or even want to do.
Yeah.
And that's what I mentioned before about like having obligations in bike riding. Like, yeah, a new frame comes out, you need to film some kind of frame promo. So then I got to go out and film a 2-minute web video for Cole.
Yeah.
I didn't want to fucking do that. I don't give a fuck about a new colorway. I've been riding the same size bike, same shape, same everything for fucking 15 years.
Yeah.
Do you think that I give a fuck about a new color? No.
Yeah.
I can get any bike
that's
right
the,
now.
That's the job.
It'll feel exactly the same to me, and I can put it the way I want it, set it up, and I'm good to go.
Yeah, that's the job. That's the job aspect of being a professional,
which people don't understand.
Yeah, because I mean, there's job aspects of every job. Like, there's always stuff you don't want to do, of course.
But... Now, I'll be honest, Fudger. Like now, working sucks. Like sometimes, but I've never in my life had a schedule.
Yeah.
So, like, I have to be somewhere every day at a certain time.
Yeah.
And, like, I leave at a certain time, and I get paid for the tasks that I do.
Yeah.
It's not based on opinions anymore, and, like, who likes me and who doesn't, or this or that.
Yeah, some high school shit.
Yeah, and it feels good. Like,
it's understandable. It's,
I mean, I don't make nearly as much money as I used to.
Yeah.
But it's, like kind of fucking rewarding to a sense. Like, you get paid for what you do.
Yeah, yeah.
And bike riding is not that way.
Yeah. Is there Stranger Part number one, is there any others?
Stranger
Part
was my one of my favorite eras of bike riding, and not Stranger the company itself, but like who I was around, who was filming shit with me.
Yeah,
like it was like a big turning point in my life, just getting to California. I was having so much fucking fun. Like, dude, I've like rolled around fucking Compton with Gabe Brooks with a fucking sawed off fucking gun in the front seat. Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? I'm like shit like that. It's like, it was just like epic times, you know, like, and, I wouldn't take that shit back for anything, stranger involved or not, like just that crew of dudes. And like,
it seemed like a,
we all actually liked each other, enjoyed hanging out. Like there was no, like, it didn't feel like a task.
Yeah. I think that's when it comes naturally, and it just becomes, and all these clips come as a byproduct of hanging out all day and checking out things and not thinking about it. I think that's when it comes, like, it feels fucking great.
The biggest thing that I think drives me nuts and like causes me stress is like people not getting that the shit is fun. And like, I did enjoy all of it.
Yeah.
But I also have a reason to be bitter.
Yeah. Yeah.
So like when, and maybe I should come at situations differently, but who can, like, I didn't go to, I'm not a college student. I don't know how to talk properly and do everything right. You know, like, so then when people, like, I feel like I get really angry when people don't understand what I'm actually trying to get across.
Yeah.
You know, like a lot of stuff is misinterpreted.
Yeah.
And that, me being an asshole, I'm like, look, fuck you, you don't fucking understand what I'm saying.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. I've called a lot of my own shit. It is what it is.
I think, I think there's part of it that you enjoy putting somebody in their place, you know? And then, that feeds the machine. And then it's like, and then it keeps spitting shit out, you know? And then it just never ends.
Everybody was talking shit the other day. I posted on Instagram, you guys can have this fucking sawed in.
I saw you taped it together.
I taped them both together.
I mean, I guess we didn't talk. You cut your did we talk about that on there already, or was that before we started recording? I mean, do you want us to talk about why?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I'll talk about it.
I don't think we talked about why you actually cut it in half.
So it's obviously it goes back to the Garrett thing.
Yeah.
Dude, I think we might have spoke about this. No, I didn't talk about the bike, though.
No, we didn't talk about the bike.
So it goes back to the Garrett.
You got the bike from Bob. I think you did say that.
I was a mess, dude.
And he never...
Listen.
Go ahead.
I was a mess of a person. Like, I went to rehab. Bob Pratt actually drove me to rehab the last time I went.
Okay.
Bob from staff.
Yeah.
He gave me my first free bike and drove me to rehab last year.
Yeah.
So, like, I have utmost respect. I disrespected the fuck out of him and Garrett by doing this.
Yeah.
But when it comes to the Garrett situation, I truly am disappointed in the dude. Because, like I said before, like, I wouldn't... Like, if fucking some little kid was, like, looking up to me his entire life and lived down the street from me, and I was in his shoes, I would have, like, not acted that way.
I think you didn't say the six-month the proposition.
I told you that, maybe.
Yeah, when we were on the phone, you told me it.
Yeah, so, like, I fucked up everything. Like, the cold thing was done, band thing was done, and I was like, yo, can I get a bike? And then I offered to ride for Fiend for 6 months for free.
Mm-hmm.
And then never really got, like, phone call back or like a serious conversation about it.
Yeah.
And like, I understand where they were coming from, cause I was like a fuck up of a person at the time. Like I was like kind of off my rocker, whatever. But still in my head, I was like, dude, I've literally known you my whole life. Like I grew up looking up to you, like throw me a fucking bone.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
were you still trying to actually do it?
Like that was, like, that was like the last thing where I was like, I could pull my life together.
Yeah.
If this happens.
Yeah.
You know, and I would have, like, I wouldn't be like, oh, I'm going to run for Fiend and it actually happens. If that happened, I would have a point to prove.
Yeah.
You know, and it wouldn't be like a point like I used to be able to prove, but like I would definitely
still have it. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But I just felt like I got blown off entirely.
Mm-hmm.
And then like Ty quit.
Colin went to Haro. Yeah.
Colin went to Haro. And it's like, dude, your own dudes are leaving you.
Yeah.
And like, I'm trying to ride for the company for free.
Yeah.
And like, I'll be honest with you, I don't give a fuck about a free bike, dude. It means nothing to me. And that's, people think that's like egotistical to say. It's not. And like, cause I know how many bikes that I have sold for four companies.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I know the value of this entire bike and what it actually costs a brand and how many of them that I have sold over the fucking years of my career.
Yeah.
So this free bike means jack shit to me.
Yeah.
And like I said, it's $120 frame. If everyone's a bitch about shit, I will send Garrett the hundred and whatever dollars it is to get another fucking frame. You know what I mean? It's not about that. This was me proving a point because I was pissed off at Garrett.
Do you think, obviously you knew you would get a crazy reaction from cutting the bike in half.
And yeah, I was looking for that at the time.
Yeah, yeah. Why?
Like that was the goal. And what do you mean? Would you say why?
Yeah, why?
Because I guess you could say like, that's just how I feel about
dramatic
the situation.
Fashion.
Dramatic fashion. Yeah, I'm that guy. It is what it is. Like, and like I said, I had nothing. I have like at that point, I had nothing to gain, lose. I don't even have a bike right now.
Yeah.
Like I literally don't even have a fucking bike that I could pedal down the street.
Yeah.
So it's not like I was trying to make more money, and I don't give a fuck about the attention, but I do care about.
It's not. Like, I mean, it sounds like you were. That's what I was gonna say. Is it sounds like you were you felt disrespected, so you wanted to disrespect back. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's what I did.
Yeah.
And I do owe both those dudes an apology because it was crossing the line, and I apologize.
Yeah.
But like I said, I didn't fucking become a bike rider to be a saint. Like I fuck up sometimes. It is what it is.
Yeah. I mean, I mean,
like, look, dude, somebody the other day called me the Bam Margera of BMX. That was pretty funny.
I mean, not quite, but
how many more?
I mean, that's, I mean, at least, I mean, it makes sense. I feel like a lot of people want to agree. I don't think I necessarily agree with it, but like,
it
makes
though.
Sense. Yeah, it makes sense. So,
but
you're feeding into it at a point. Like you're obviously like you're like
oh,
yeah.
I enjoy some of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I will sit on my couch right here and like drink a beer, smoke a cig, and fucking sit on my phone for hours.
Yeah,
you know, and I do enjoy it. And maybe that's the problem also. But I also do give a fuck about bike riding as a whole.
Yeah,
and, like. The thing that drives me nuts is I worked so fucking hard growing up to have respect from people that I wanted respect from.
Mm-hmm.
And now that does not exist.
Yeah. No.
Like, no, dude, nobody gives a fuck about like getting respect from the bigger dogs. You know what I mean? There's the kid that's 16 that's got 500,000 YouTube followers that's like, fuck Garrett Reynolds.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's
true. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's fucking insane.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Where I was like the last of the dying breed of people that got to experience that part of bike riding.
Was it you that said something about it's not about the bike riding anymore? It was, right?
Yeah, it's not about who's good. Like,
because
if it was about who's good on the bike, I'd be rich.
Yeah. And it's great. It's so funny because it's like there's people fucking so fired up about that. And it's like, I mean, To a degree, it's always been like that. Because if you didn't have a great photographer near you, didn't fucking
matter.
Yeah,
but you as a good bike rider can move yourself anywhere you want if you really fucking want it.
Yeah.
And that's a part of being a good bike rider.
Yeah.
Okay, so I didn't have that in Jersey. So what did I do? I got up and fucking moved to California. and fucking figured it out. That's a part of being a bike rider. Yeah. How you look, how your fucking bike is set up, all of that shit is a part of looking good on a fucking bike and being respected as a...
I think it's just the burden of like marketing riders. It used to be on the media, and then it's shifted to the companies, and now it's the riders themselves. And you have certain riders who are really good at riding, but suck at telling everybody that they're fucking good at riding and looking good. And a lot of people aren't. The Nathan Williams of the world. Like Nathan Williams is incredible.
Nathan Williams is one of the best bikers incredible. In the fucking
And nobody
knows it.
No, I mean, people know it, but like
industry people know it.
Yeah, but like,
and then Anthony Panza does a hop fucking tail up in New York City with a fucking Santa Claus costume on, and that's more important.
And like, he's selling that just bikes. Fucking fell. And he's selling bikes. Yeah, and it's fucking insane.
He probably makes five times as much money as Nathan ever will.
Yeah, and that's insane. And the world and the internet is in a fucking crazy place with that. Because it goes back to like when you're saying something and you're like, but what I'm saying is the truth. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, you're not wrong. And it's like the same thing. And I thought about it just a little bit ago, but like the X Game shit. And it's
like, have you read any posts or like gnarly shit that I have said on Instagram that you don't believe is actually facts or true? Like something that you're like, damn, this is a wild card. He's crazy.
I mean, I'm trying to think if there's any huge arguing points, because the X Game shit, and it's like, it's not a street event. And it's like, in my opinion,
that was a good one. I got killed for that one on Instagram.
But I'm like, yeah, it's not a street event.
I'm not wrong.
It's a TV show. It's always been a TV show, and it's always just gonna do whatever the fuck X Games does, because even the rules don't apply, because and this is no knock to Colin in any sense.
Oh, but Colin.
Well, I won't. No, Colin won the fucking
left his best friend to ride for Haro to make more money. Get the fuck out of here. That's one thing I will talk about.
I won't. I'll move forward. But he won the fucking real street shit, and then they're just like, oh, we'll just put him in the street event, and there are 9 riders, and it's like, what? You can just throw a dude in there.
Other dudes do not belong in that event.
I'm telling you right now, I mean, I'm not
street riders off the top of my head that deserve to be in that event.
Yeah,
that are real deal street riders.
But the course isn't a real deal street course. The course has a fucking 5-foot quarter pipe in it. It's like it's an X Games street course.
There was fucking so many X Games courses with 5-foot quarter pipes that I rode. I never touched them.
Yeah,
maybe a foot jam.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I don't necessarily agree. I've always, anytime people talk about X Games, and it's like generally when it comes to X Games shit, it's like the invites, they're like, how do they get invited? How does this person get invited and all this shit? And it's like, because it's a TV show, and it's like, it is make believe. There is no cellar doors. There is no actual handrails. There's no security.
Like, sponsors the event. What's this? What's that?
But that's real. That's 100% real. And I think people used to, in the back of the day, used to not necessarily realize it, or they used to hide it a little bit better, but I don't think they hide it very much anymore.
Crazy, ungrateful bastard when you talk about it.
It's just hard because it's like, because it comes across as a slight against Kevin and Boyd. Because it's not their fault that they got invited to the event, and it's not their fault that they rode the course the best, right?
You're not wrong.
I think that's the issue.
I'm not dissing. I wasn't coming at them.
Yeah.
I came at the podium and who was like on it.
Yeah.
Versus like you have 2 park riders on a podium with Garrett.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like I'm not dissing, dude. They're fucking both have better bike control than me. They're amazing bike riders. But it's, how are you going to say it's X Games Street and then you have 2 park dudes like that on the podium?
Yeah. I mean, I agree that there's something like...
Boyd and Kevin should not be standing next to Garrett on a podium. Let's put it down.
There's something fundamentally off there. And I think it's not that those dudes don't ride street either. It's just that they're not... They're also... Kevin's in dirt. Kevin's in park. And then it's like... Yeah, and Boyd... And street. Yeah. And then...
And it's because the Monster sponsored event. He rides for Monster. That's what they do.
And he's also good at everything.
Kevin is one of the best bike riders. And, yo, Boyd blows my mind.
Yeah, 100%. And I think it's like a one of those ones where it's like, don't hate the player, hate the game. Like, literally, legitimately. I hate the game. And it's X Games perverting the idea of what street riding is, and they've never gotten it right.
No, and they never will. And that's why real people walk away. Like, Ty and Nathan don't ride fucking X Games. Like,
because it got smaller and smaller over the years, and it's like, it's crazy. I'm probably not going to get an invite. I'm already in trouble with them anyways. So
I'm at least happy to say I declined my last one instead.
That's
of like,
sick. I mean, I think that's
it. Find it. I'm like happy about that at least.
There's something to be said.
The email I sent was pretty savage too.
Screenshot.
I'll send it to you, but you're not posting on this thing.
What else was there? I don't think there was much else.
I told you to write a list about some questions you might have.
Dude, you gave me 30 minutes. I was at an arcade with my kid. I came home, ate dinner, and then figured out how to do this poorly.
If we didn't do it, it wouldn't have got done.
No,
so.
I know. I appreciate it, man. And this was your idea, too. It wasn't my idea.
What?
I feel like I catch
flag. I wanted to do it, but I don't need other people chiming in on our conversation, and I want to... Like, I don't need Dennis's two cents. I don't need no hatred, but
it's better when it's just,
I would rather speak to somebody one-on-one and fucking,
I feel like you've probably hung out with me more than you have Dennis either. Right.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. It makes sense. It's cool.
I've known you and traveled with you for that long.
Yeah. I remember buying you like candy or something in fucking Ohio at a fucking, you had like a whole pack of
laptop in the hotel. I poured a beer on it.
Yeah.
I was like 15.
Yeah. But it was fine.
That Josh Harrington was on that trip too.
Yep, that was a good trip. That was a good trip. We saw Stephen Hamilton.
Yep.
Yeah, that's crazy. Right. That was crazy.
I was 15, dude. Fuck,
that's insane. You had so many fucking Oreos.
Yeah, I'm Sour Patch Kids, all kinds. I still do. Look,
you still do.
I'm still the drunk that eats candy.
Dying. Too funny, man. I don't know. I mean, you're not, like I said, you're not wrong. It's just crazy. I mean, I don't know.
I just want people to understand, like, everybody thinks everyone's lives are all gravy and this and that, and they judge people from the outside on fucking based on how you ride a bike, and it's sad.
Yeah. Like, it's not all about that. It isn't. Yeah. And it's
like, I just told you more things on this podcast than half the internet knows about me entirely.
Yeah. I appreciate that. And I said it 8 times on the phone call, man, but like that phone call meant a lot to me because I felt like there has been a divide between us and the bullshit, you know, the Instagram post or whatever was kind of like, I was defensive about that because the intention wasn't there, but like today,
I know, but
today I'm like, I am fucking wrong. And I appreciate you taking that. And seeing that I'm trying to come from a good place and being willing to get on a conversation.
I wouldn't have called you if I didn't fucking like you and want to hear your side and fucking whatnot. But like I said, I know how it feels to be in that situation on the other end of it.
Yeah.
You're not thinking about it. You're over there just posting something and having your wife kid a golden retriever and Tyler's fucking going to pick up with no teeth and shit. You know what I mean? Like it's not
up.
A joke.
Yeah. It's fucked up. Yeah.
And you didn't donate to him until I caused a scene.
But that's like,
you know, but look at that from other people's perspective. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And that's, but I was, when I was at the park with Nathan the other day, I said, I was like, I want to start a company so I can sponsor Tyler. You know, like I literally,
I'm going to start a t-shirt company that says "Fuck Our BMX."
You should. It would sell great. Apparently, it would sell great.
Honestly, I'd probably sell out.
But I was gonna try and figure out something to like actually support him in a small way. Nothing crazy, just a couple $100 or something like that. And I was trying to do that. I was trying to figure that out. It was a thought in the back of my head, and then he falls. So it's like there's zero doubt in my mind that I wasn't going to like support him.
People can judge me on what I'm about to say.
Yeah.
But in my opinion, it would be better off if he gets out of BMX and doesn't make any money and is forced to get on with something else in his life.
Maybe.
Because, okay, so him making a couple hundred dollars a month is never going to satisfy him.
Yeah, yeah, you're not wrong.
He's never going to be able to, like, rent a house, get a fucking another AMG Mercedes, this and that, all this shit that he was used to living.
Yeah.
So you're still going to be a miserable fuck riding your bike for $700 a month.
Yeah.
And that is no life to live at fucking years old.
You're not wrong.
Especially when you came from what me and Tyler did.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like nobody, dude, it blows my mind when people think that bike riders were broke.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's just, and it's a huge change, dude. Like, it fucked me up.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah. I think
$12,000 to $15,000 a month to working at the bar and fucking getting recognized as who I am by some asshole, and then I got to give him a drink. Like, your pride and your all your shit is gone.
Yeah. Have you looked into, you know, like, traditional sports and the similar stories, like the people that, you know, like,
I look into all kinds of shit. I'm like
parallel fan. Stories and stuff like that.
Yeah,
may help.
I've looked at a lot of shit. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I'm at the point now where I've kind of just accepted it. I'm still pissed, and I'll still fucking sit and argue on Instagram all day long and whatever, but that's not going to change my reality.
Yeah. Do you think, obviously...
I will never let my life fall apart based off bike riding.
Yeah. I think that's...
Like, I will always pay the bills at my house. I will always take care of my dog.
Yeah.
My house will always be clean. I'll always have a truck. Like, I will never let it go
too far that way. Yeah.
Like, I will never be begging for money on Instagram. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. Yeah. Understandable. Is there... you know, silver lining in any sense? Like, is it, you know, like, obviously you said the rehab stuff, like, so you're doing better now. I see you're having a drink right now, obviously.
I still drink and shit, but it's not nearly as bad as it was.
Yeah, that's good. Obviously.
The drug shit is what really
spun it out.
Spun it to everything. Yeah. Well, the problem is you can't drink that much without drugs, so it's like...
Oh, yeah.
All right. You know what I'm talking about. The shit goes hand in hand.
I'm pretty fucking straight laced. We've hung out a bunch of times. You never seen me do anything. So
you've never railed lines in the bathroom of a shitty bar?
No.
See, fucking... once you do the first one, you're fucking wrapped in for a long time, and then you end up in rehab in Florida 6 times.
See, this is the
I have an addictive personality. If I fucking drop my head into something, I'm going for it all the way.
Yeah, I don't necessarily think I don't have that. I think there's.
You can't double pick. I can tell you that much.
When I turned 40, when I did 40, I did do a rail. It was a gap to rail.
Just fuck it with you.
When on my birthday, I did fuck
Somebody
that.
Somebody sent me that clip. I didn't even find it, by the way.
Oh, fuck me, dude. That was an embarrassing clip.
Somebody said, run this clip and ask him if the helmet helped at all.
It did, I think.
No, it didn't. Get real.
I think they said I rung my bell on the first one, and I denied it. And then
Do you have fake teeth?
No, I don't. No, I've had 80 stitches in my chin though, like over the course of like my life, I've been like this every time I eat shit, and then obviously
knocked out. I watch you get knocked out.
Yeah, I get. I mean, I'm not.
I watch you get knocked out in a fight, not even riding.
What? When did I get knocked out?
I can't remember, dude. I feel like I remember you sleeping on the ground somewhere that we were like.
I don't know if I've ever been knocked out fighting.
Hmm.
The hardest I ever got punched was by Jed Mildon, the triple flip dude or quad flip dude. That was a Dutor or whatever. But
till somebody knocks all their teeth out and sits in a fucking dentist chair and gets implants.
Well, so
don't come at me.
I'm not coming at you in any
Tyler
sense.
Tyler spit his teeth out on the ground and said, "Let me just walk this off."
Yeah, he's a tough motherfucker, 100%.
Like, how are you gonna come at a kid like that?
Yeah, yeah. I'm not putting myself on any sort of level in any sense, but I'm not skillful. I just haven't been afraid for a lot of years to try and do stuff, and that's how I did shit. I'm not good at riding a bike. There's a fucking reason that I'm on this.
You don't brag about being a good bike rider.
Yeah, so I'm not fucking. There's a reason.
You're the dude on the other side.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
It.
So
it's what it is, and I respect you the same way I respect somebody like Tyler. Like. Yeah. There's no difference. You partake in the industry just as much as we do.
Yeah, and I ride bikes all the fucking time.
And like, you still ride, yeah.
Yeah. So it's I rode with Tyler on, I think I said Saturday. Yeah, Friday or something like that. I don't know. So it's like,
Not only is Tyler one of the best bike riders and will spit his teeth on the ground, he's like one of the toughest kids on the planet. Did you see the other knocked out clips that he just posted?
I didn't even fucking look. Well, no, I've seen them all before. It was the Texas Toast one.
I saw him fucking. It was mortifying.
Slayer is playing. I lived that one. It was fucking.
I was standing there too.
It was like fucking Tyler Vernagel and Slayer is playing, and he just gets knocked the fuck out, and you're like, oh my fucking god, this is horrible. And then the foot jam.
He rode the next day.
Yeah, he shouldn't have.
He shouldn't have, but he did.
Yeah. And then
bit his teeth on the fucking ground at the skate park and filmed himself and then posted on Instagram, but everyone's like, yo, fuck this kid, he's not wearing a helmet.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. It's
that one bummed me out a lot.
And I will stand by the idea that Tyler has been through a lot and he's said it publicly, and I think a helmet is a good idea for him, and I would tell that to his face, and he could tell me he ain't gonna do it.
And he could tell me to fuck off.
But that should have been a conversation face to face. And the idea of like me not showing unconditional support for him on the internet was the huge fucking miss. And that's my biggest regret in all of this is that I didn't just show blanket support for him and love for him, and that is where I fucking miss the mark. Because I do have unconditional love for him, and he's just like me, bro.
He's a nutcase, but he's a good kid.
Yeah, yeah. He's like a fucking
I love the kid to death, but I also think he's nuts.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's vice versa.
Yeah.
I mean, it is what it is. We all go through crazy shit, and like, I'm learning right now in my life that I want a smaller group of people around me that know me closely enough to be like, where like if I fuck up, I'm not worried about like, is that, yeah, like, are we not going to be friends anymore? You know, like,
it's
shit like that.
Honestly, it's like a dog, the unconditional love, like the dog. Yeah, like, exactly. It really is.
I do that for my friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I want those kind of people around me. Like, yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I've had a lot of people in bike riding that act like my friend, and then some one little thing goes wrong, and they're fucking gone.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm sorry if I've been one of them. I know we haven't talked in a while. Fudger,
we've been. I mean, we're friends, and we've been around the world together, and all this. But in the bigger scheme of things, you have a family, and you're a grown ass man. We're acquaintances.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I said. Yeah, I said that earlier.
And acquaintances. Yeah. You know, yeah. It's not like.
We share a lot of memories, but we're not necessarily like.
Yeah, we don't need to talk every day, but yeah. I want respect from you when shit comes up.
And you have it, man, dude. You fucking have it, and no matter what you say, no matter what you say, and how many people you piss off, and how many people you try and piss off, it doesn't discredit all the shit you did.
Yeah,
that's it. They're two separate categories. Anybody listening to this, Sean can piss you off, and he can say dumb shit or fucking ruthless shit or the truth you don't want to fucking hear or whatever. However you put it in there, and it still doesn't fucking discredit all the shit he did on the bike.
Which that's where that comment came from. It's not about bike riding anymore.
Yeah, and you're not wrong. You're not wrong. It's about marketing.
And it's about
self-marketing, which is even harder.
And that's even worse.
It's about putting yourself out there, and it's about being fucking corny and talking to what's up, fam, and shit like that. Like, I have a YouTube channel with fucking hundreds of thousands of subscribers or whatever, and I can't fucking do it because I didn't grow up in that era, and I fucking struggle with it. I've never pointed a camera at myself and talked to
it. I've taken selfies and shit. I'll put it on a tripod. I'm not talking like, hey, look at me, I'm showing up to the skate park, fucking I'm gonna do this and that. No.
I'll put it on a tripod and talk to it because I need to.
I have tried, like dead ass, I have tried like at the skate park to try to like set up my phone somewhere and film a clip of myself. I'm not even capable of that.
It's hard.
It's just not my thing.
Yeah.
And it is what it is.
Yeah.
But, like I said, I just want to run this back and then we can close it out. I want to apologize to all the people that I've came at sideways, you know, like,
because there's a lot of them. You want to list them all?
No, that'd be a long list. But people that have gotten the messages I'm talking about and, like, that I've came at 4 o'clock in the morning and shit like that, like, they know who they are. And, I mean, it is what it is. You know, ups, downs, sideways, I went through a big change and...
It's a hard fucking change.
It still sucks, but certain people didn't deserve it. Certain people did, and
they know who they are.
Some of them don't because they're delusional, anyways. But And then like all the Instagram attacks, stop fucking attacking me and I won't attack you back.
Yeah.
It's really
yeah.
simple.
Yeah.
And if somebody with a higher credibility level and what I've done in my career wants to come at me, then that's a different story.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's where I stand, and it is what it is.
Cool.
I don't need a little kid telling me how to live my life and do my shit when I've fucking done this shit for 20 years.
Exactly. I've been a pro bike rider for like 20 years.
Even aside from like all the shit with Colt and everybody, like we had good times. Robbie, sorry if you fucking hate me. It is what it is. Get over it. Fucking eat another Oreo and cookies or some shit like that.
Sour Patch Kid.
No, he's a cookie and milk motherfucker. Like I love the dude too. Like you, like I hate him at the same time, but I love the dude. And
yeah, I mean, like I said, like I said earlier, I hope anybody that feels slighted by this or pissed off or whatever, it produces a conversation, and you guys fucking hash it out. I think that's the opportunity that people have.
Everybody right needs to understand that a fucking 27-year-old kid that has no real guidance and just free money for that period of time, you can become a fucking nutcase.
And has you have a fucking crazy life, dude. And it's
it's
been fucking awesome. And
it's been awesome. It's been up, down, sideways, all of it.
Yeah. So.
And you finally got me on your fucking podcast. Congratulations.
Fuck yes.
14th try. I'm glad me and you did it. I didn't really want to sit in front of Dennis.
You want me to cut that out?
No. Absolutely not. That one's fine. That can stay.
I appreciate it, dude. I fucking wish you the best. And I think even through all the bullshit when you were mad at me and stuff, I was never
mad at you. It was
in the van shit and stuff like that. Like when we were having conversation, I was like, that was how I ended everything. I'm pretty sure I didn't actually scroll back and look, but because I feel that way. I wanted that. Like I knew that this is a fucking hard transition, and there's lots of dudes. We mentioned a couple. There's lots of dudes out there going through the same transition, and it's fucking gnarly. And so show some people some grace, and even if they, you know, I don't know.
I wasn't asking for sympathy about my shit. Like,
but some grace, you know, like a little, like, and this is for me too, to remember that. So, and,
I just want to say, like, be more, like, I wish that BMX Instagram was a little more like back to the roots kind of shit and actually real shit that I think you know is cool. You know what's cool.
Yeah.
Stop posting the corny shit just for the fucking views.
Yeah.
And think about what you post when you're posting shit about a real dude or commenting on a real dude's post. Because the shit's a dying breed. And I already feel that way. I'm sure Tyler does. And then it just doesn't need to be added to.
Yeah. No, you're not wrong. I will take it. Of course. I will take it. Yeah. I'll fucking.
And you owned up to it. I'll tell everybody. He owned up to it. He called me. He texted me like, oh, sorry, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've done the same shit a million times. You know how many fucking stupid things I've done and had to apologize for?
None. Perfect. Perfect streak.
Yeah. All right, Fudger. Send me this shit before you post it.
I will. I'll take
it. How do you think we did?
I think it was fucking great. Like, honestly, I think you're a human being, you know?
Yeah,
like,
a lot of people forget that.
I think that's the most important thing. And you have feelings. You admitted fault. But you also have your beliefs and I think it's good. You know, there's always going to be some.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of shit that I missed and people I could have talked about and whatnot, but it is what it is. A little cross that I wanted to, and yeah, it's off my shoulders now. And you're lucky you got me tonight, because if I woke up tomorrow, I probably wouldn't have done it.
Yeah, I mean, you pushed for it. I was
like, I don't do this now. I told Nick, I was like, if I don't do this now, I probably won't.
I was a little nervous. I was like, man, I kind of wanted to like pencil out a couple of little things, and I'm like, but fuck.
I literally ate dinner,
did the dishes for the wife, and then just sat down, and I was like, all right, I'm ready. So it was like so.
I wouldn't have it any other way.
Yeah.
Fuck having to San Diego from LA and all this bullshit.
Nah, fuck that. I don't blame you. Fuck that.
All right. I appreciate you again. Dude, just said before you post it so I can give it a once over, and then just holler at me.